guys.
Oh, hey, you guys.
Hello, you guys.
Hello, you guys. Hello, we guys.
Hello, us guys. Hello, you guys. Hello, ladies.
Oh, yeah, don't forget the ladies.
Yeah,
you
I
cannot forget the ladies.
Counting both, all genders with guys.
When you said guys.
Mm-hmm. It was the informal guys.
It does, it's super, I guess, normal. Like, even if I try if it's only girls, like
not
I walk up
to
a table not to say hey guys, but if there is like two guys and one girl, it's so normal to just say hey guys.
Yeah.
And I think women get it.
And women even do it. Like I hear women approach a group of people, guys and girls,
yeah,
and say hey guys.
I've seen a lot of women recently approach only other women and they just say hello gentlemen.
Yeah. I've seen women approach nothing but men and say hello future transgenders,
right,
and then they perform surgeries on all of them.
Yeah, which is super appropriate because it's very in right now. It's
mm-hmm.
in the news. It's very, we support it.
They're very open-minded in terms of gender awareness, but not in terms of consensual surgeries.
Yeah, we should stop letting people just walk up to men and perform surgeries on them, because that you got to have a doctor.
Yeah, like, I'm a feminist, but I gotta draw a line.
You gotta draw a line somewhere.
And just walking up to people and cutting up the genitals.
Yeah. Ooh, it sounds
bloody. Middle of the street, like, waiting on the bus, and you're waiting for the bus as a guy, and then you get on the bus as botched.
Yeah, it's a horror. You're the man, and your crotch is just bleeding profusely.
Yeah. Because someone was, you know, trying to think forward, you know?
I mean, it's... You know what? I'm in.
You know what? Keep doing your thing.
Let's do it. Guys, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
You may notice there's one less guy, and by that we mean the actual male.
An actual man
yeah.
is usually here.
Leo is not here.
Leo's not here. It's just Brian and Josh.
Yeah, actually he is here. His mic is broken, so like he's talking a whole bunch.
Yeah, we got these new like very focused mics though, and you can only hear one voice through it. So even though he's right next to us yelling, screaming, our mics aren't picking it up.
Yeah, he's crying. He's just like, please.
Yeah, he's banging on the table and jumping
surprised.
Up and down.
I'm surprised you don't hear all this.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's very loud.
Also, like, you know, since we know you can't hear him, we probably won't acknowledge him. So if he's like making some good points, we don't want you guys
to be confused.
Yeah, we don't want Brian and I to be talking and then you hear, oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? You guys are going to be pissed.
Yeah, because you won't hear the good points. Oh, and if you're watching on Ustream, Leo's under the table.
He's just off camera under the table. Which is why you can't see him.
Can't see him either.
But
so.
He's definitely here, 100% here.
Absolutely.
Makes a lot of
no
noise.
Need for memorial song or tribute, because he's here.
He's here. He's not even dead. He's definitely not dead.
Not, he's fully alive, fully here, fully a guy.
Fully a man.
Unless he waits for a bus somewhere.
Oh, God, it's going to be so hard for all the people waiting for buses. They have no idea what's going to hit them.
Or not. You just never know.
Does it go the opposite way? Can you turn a lady into a man at a bus stop?
Maybe. I mean, I guess you had to bring some stuff with you.
Yeah. If there's a, say you walk up to a bus stop, you're the surgeon,
mm-hmm.
and there's a man and a woman there. You can just switch parts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Just whip it up with a little scalpel.
Mm-hmm. All you need is basically at that point just scissors and glue.
Yeah. Regular, just like wood glue or,
mm-hmm.
you know, or white glue, whatever
yeah.
glue.
Crazy
glue. Glue stick.
Crazy glue, because they are pretty crazy.
Gorilla glue? Is that a glue? Or is that tape?
Gorilla.
Actually, now that I think about it, if you don't have glue, you can just use tape.
Oh, right.
As a second option.
Some duct tape.
Yeah.
Oh, you perform it on a duck.
Right.
Ducks have weird penises.
Ducks are always taking the friggin' bus.
Yep. With their weird corkscrew wangs.
Do they have corkscrew wangs?
Oh, their a duck penis is like super long and super skinny and spiraled.
Oh,
with like little
God.
Barbs on it.
That seems like they should like make condoms that mimic that or something. Because that sounds like very pleasurable for a lady.
Although the barb thing might be a different animal. Like, I think cats have barbed weenies.
Barbed weenies.
Barbed boners.
Barbed boners.
So that way when they're doing it,
yeah.
the female cat
can't get away.
Right. Ducks might have the same thing. I know ducks rape like crazy.
They rape other ducks?
Mm, they gang rape.
They gang rape ducks?
Yeah, I've
oh
seen different
God.
Videos of like humans with cameras breaking up gang rapes. Like
breaking
like
up
10 different male ducks will be just like jumping on this one poor female duck.
What's the situation? Is it just dark and they corner
no.
in an alley?
Broad daylight at a park.
Oh my God, they get the balls on these ducks.
These balls on these corkscrewed penis ducks.
Where's the duck cops to prevent this?
MIA.
Man, the duck civilization has to get their shit together.
You know what? Duck lives matter.
Hey,
let's start that movement.
All lives matter.
Don't be a dick.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned, well, should we, have we intro'd enough?
We haven't. Hey guys, welcome to the Normally Normal Presents Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Yahoo!
I am one of your hosts, Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh.
I am another one of your hosts. My name is Brian Colbert Kennedy, and I am on Twitter at @_BPCK.
And since you can't hear him, I'll just let you know that Leo is one of your other hosts who is here and present and accounted for, and you can follow him on Twitter at @Kovalik317.
Boom. And you can follow us on Twitter at @NormallyNormal?
Normally_Norm.
Right. Normally_Norm. And this is Probably Sounds Off Podcast episode friggin' 30.
Number 30.
The big 3-0.
Over a hill.
Yeah, we've come up and over one of the hills.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't say you're over the hill if you're 30.
Is there a hill every decade? I don't know. Or
something. Maybe, yeah, what is this? Is it a mountain? I mean, I feel like 40 people used to say over the hill, but now, like, people do all kinds of stuff in their 40s, still having kids.
Yeah, that's nothing.
So now, I feel like it's more like a stepping stone onto a bigger hill.
Like, there's like, senior citizens who do, like, triathlons.
Mm-hmm. I think the hill, that signifies, like halfway point of your life. Is that what that's supposed to be? Like, you're over the hill, now you're going, like, you're on the other half.
What is that, like, 40 then, probably, like you said?
Yeah, so, like, you know, most people, I guess, are living around 80s.
Right.
So, I guess, kind of, that still is, like, the halfway point, but I feel like people are just, they come across as much younger, still doing more younger activities at 40. I don't really think 40's old.
Right. Well, no, 40's not old.
Maybe that's also because we are now in our early 30s.
Yeah. And we're like, no, 40's not old.
40's definitely not old. Chicks still like us.
Chicks love 40-year-old
boys
guys,
still, man. Like us.
Oh, boys love us.
Ducks like us too much.
Oh. Those ducks on their raping. We gotta stop these ducks.
Gotta stop the duck rape. You guys.
You freaking guys. What I was gonna say was that it was appropriate that you mentioned ducks because, according to an app on my phone,
which you can always trust,
today in the United States, today is what, the 4th?
Yes, it is Cuatro de Mayo, the famous holiday.
Cuatro de Mayo, famous holiday. It's bird day, guys.
Whoa.
It's freaking bird day.
Any bird?
Yeah, according to my app here, it's just straight up bird day.
Is that app a calendar?
It is called Today in History.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not just your calendar.
It's
app.
Not just. It's just. And it's not just a calendar as an app. Where I entered the line bird day.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and made my own holiday. No.
So if I were to look at your calendar right now, every day would not say bird day on it.
No.
That you 100%. Like some might say bird day because you're in a hurry. You typed it too quick.
Right.
And didn't autocorrect.
Don't look at my calendar, but. That's correct.
Gotcha.
Today.
So that's today in history. So when was the first bird day? Or does it tell you that?
This is a different, there's like all different parts of today in history. There's events, there's births, deaths, and holidays.
Oh.
And so this is just from I have a few that we can go through, but I just noticed that it was bird day. It's also youth day in the People's Republic of China.
Oh, okay. But not bird day there?
No.
Oh, no. They hate birds.
They're not big bird fans in China.
Mm-mm, they don't watch Sesame Street.
No, they don't, because they don't understand English.
But they would if they watched it.
True.
And had a count.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's how you count as well.
I love Count Chocula.
That's
the cereal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a...
yeah, sorry. Not
a character.
It just made me think of... I was going from A to C, and I thought of Count Chocula.
Which you wouldn't do if you watched Sesame Street, because you know the B's right in there.
Exactly.
It all comes full circle. Which you would learn too if you watch Sesame Street Shapes.
Sesame Street is aren't they redoing Sesame Street?
Yeah, on HBO.
On HBO?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be like an adult Sesame Street?
No, I think they just bought the rights from PBS and gonna continue it with a higher budget and stuff like that. So
interesting, an HBO Sesame Street.
Yeah, but same series, same characters.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll actually do any major changes other than just maybe higher production value, better set,
right,
like that.
Right.
But yeah, so they're continuing it.
Wow.
On HBO.
That's pretty great.
I don't think they have really a lot of original kid-friendly content.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Oz, there's that prison rape movie Oz that I remember loving as a child, a small child.
Yeah. It's got Dorothy. She's getting, like, forced teardrop tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It was a good show. Shitload of ducks in that prison.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, everyone was a duck in there. Actually, I think I only watched the first episode of that show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Some people call that the pilot.
Some people do call that. But other people call a guy who flies an airplane a pilot. So I don't know
right?
what to believe.
Yeah,
you
who's
know?
Right?
God, words with multiple meanings, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Planes are like shows. You can't judge them by the pilot.
Exactly.
Pilot could be awful, but the plane could be great. I mean, you'll still crash.
Oh, yeah, you're going down for sure, but...
But the rule still applies.
Oh, man.
What's going on with you this week, Brian?
Oh, geez, Louise. Well, I had a couple auditions.
Auditions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd they go?
Good.
Yeah, got some solid feedback.
Pretty good feedback. Couple of chuckles. Couple of really nice jobs.
Hmm.
stuff like that.
In the middle of the audition? Like, oh, really nice.
Yeah, they kept interrupting me in the middle of my lines, which was so... I almost wanted to... I mean, and he's the director. It's like, bro, you should know how to do this.
He's just like, well, you're like mid-sentence, and he's like, I am enjoying this.
Yeah.
Good performance.
Yeah, very strange.
Bravo.
Super just direct and plainly
said. Anyone want popcorn?
And they were eating popcorn in there.
Hey, acting. Sometimes you gotta watch it.
I'm not a big popcorn guy.
I am for a few bites, and then I'm tired of it.
I remember as a kid getting those giant tins of like triple popcorn and regular popcorn, caramel popcorn, and cheese popcorn. As a kid liking that.
Oh, I thought you meant like at the movie theater.
Oh, like, no. Whoa. It was like, I feel like it came out during the holidays or something.
Or you buy like Sam's Club or something.
Yeah. It was so big. There was so much popcorn in
there. Way too much.
Way too much.
Yeah, I, as a kid growing up, we never had a bunch of money. So when we would go to movie theaters, we never got concessions.
Right.
So now I get concessions every time I go.
Sort of like a, as like a, now I can do this.
I've
like,
made it. I can afford a $5 soda.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't.
I mean, it's still dumb to do it. It's a big waste of money. Expensive, yeah.
But that is how movie theaters succeed and thrive. Because they make no money off the actual movies, off the ticket sales.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 99% of their income comes from concession sales. They're essentially a restaurant that shows free movies to them because they don't make any money.
Right.
They make like, I'm making up these numbers, but they make like 2% of the box office.
You just pulled that out of your ass.
Yeah. The rest goes to the producers and the distributors.
Right.
So the most of the money that movie theaters, their profit comes from concession sales. That's the only thing that they sell besides movie tickets.
I feel like if I was thinking of the Vista or something, which for you guys who don't know what that is, that's a theater here in Los Angeles, and it's just a small one-screen theater.
Yeah.
I feel like that makes sense because it's little and there's not a lot of money to be spent. But like for like the Arclight, that huge space, I mean, it's enormous, and the only money they make is concessions. Well, I mean, they have a bar, coffee shop and stuff too, but
that, and I think also now they make money on the ads that play, like AMC plays all those ads like between movies when you're waiting,
right.
So they, that's like billboard space
that.
But as far as like the ticket sales, so if you just go buy a ticket and that's it, they're like, no, we don't really care because we would rather you buy a bunch of popcorns.
Shitload of popcorn.
Even if I get a small popcorn by myself, I can't finish it just because I get tired of it after a while.
And even a small version of anything in a theater is still huge. Mm-hmm.
I prefer sweet over salty. That's also a thing. I could eat a whole bunch of candy and drink a bunch of soda. I'll drink an entire large soda during a movie.
I love candy.
Then I gotta pee.
I gotta go pee. I had to pee, I think, recently, the hardest I've ever had to pee. Just happened to me like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, what happened? Were you in a movie or just...
I was seeing my friend do a comedy show at the Groundlings.
Oh, that's even harder to leave.
It was...
live.
And it was like, it was getting really bad, and I was doing the legs crossed, and like,
ooh, boy.
I don't, there was one moment, I don't know what happened, I just put my hands like on my crotch, just to like, I don't know, at hope, thinking that would help, and it felt so warm, and I thought that I
had peed yourself,
had peed and didn't know it, because it was like hot,
so
but
warm,
but I didn't,
warm dry pee,
but it must have just been my penis must have just been emitting heat just, ooh, as a way. Yeah, I don't know.
What if you held your pee so long that it just evaporated and came out as gas?
So you just farted your pee out?
But out your urethra.
Ooh, just, interesting.
Just like a... But it smelled like pee?
It would smell
like
pee.
But it didn't... Yeah, there's no liquid. It didn't stain your clothes. It just kind of came out.
I wonder if that'd be maybe... helpful. Yeah, as we continue to evolve as organisms, maybe that will happen.
Yeah, I feel like in a few thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we will figure out a way to eliminate waste in better ways.
Interesting.
Because you know how like the whole like squatty potty thing?
It's like, I love squatty potty.
Do you ever use it?
I love Squatty Potty. I just use my version of it, which is I just put my feet on my garbage can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or a small child.
Yeah.
And a small bathroom child who comes in and...
Peter, get in here. I gotta take a shit.
He loves it. But you know what we should use? Freaking raping ducks.
Those fucking ducks.
Just stack some raping ducks.
Yeah, I'll show you, duck. You wanna go around raping people? We're gonna put our feet on your head while we take a shit.
Hey, stupid duck.
Yeah. Maybe we even wipe our ass with the stupid duck feathers.
Ooh, perfect.
Yeah, and then just rip the duck's head off and throw it in a garbage can.
That'll teach them.
In front of a bunch of other ducks so that they know what's coming to them next.
And then they stop raping, but we don't stop abusing them.
Right.
Punishment.
Well, they've been raping for so long that we have to make up for all that time. You can't just kill one duck and then like everything's better. You gotta kill a bunch of ducks.
Yes. I feel like you should run for dictator.
I think I should run for
dictator. You got some good ideas.
I mean, now that there stands alone atop the Republican Hill, only one nominee, maybe he needs somebody else to come battle him.
Yeah, someone worse.
Yeah, someone just awful. Someone that makes Trump look like just an an angel.
Fight fire with worse, more racist fire.
Yeah, bigger, wetter fire. Not wetter fire, hotter fire.
Hey, if we can have dry pee, we can have wet fire.
Yeah, we can. That's the way to think.
Mm-hmm.
That's real progressive. You should run for dictator.
Yeah, we'll both run.
Okay. I think we did. Didn't we all run like a few episodes ago?
Oh, yeah. That was way back. I think we all ran for president. Three-way president.
Yeah. We blew it.
Yeah.
Trump's just too good.
We all suspended our fight.
We all suspended our campaigns and elbowed our wives in the face.
Hey, that's what you gotta do.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Tradition. So, you were telling us about your audition, and it went pretty well.
Yeah, where did that go? We really got off on a tangent there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to an audition. I self-submitted for an audition on Actors Access for an MTV show. That was just like, you know, it's gonna be like a, you know, you gotta know about pop culture, and you're gonna be improvising, and it's gonna be cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, sure, why not?
Why not?
So I submit for it, and I go, and it's in Sherman Oaks.
Gross.
So gross. And so I get...
Well, gross for an audition, not gross as a people.
I think gross in general, too.
It's gotten better, I think.
Yeah.
It's hotter.
It's warm. But there are some... You're right. It has gotten better. There's some good places up there.
But I do... That's my second least favorite place to go for an audition.
After where?
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I hate when I have to go to Santa Monica for an audition.
It's just so damn far away.
It's really far, and it's always early. You always got to be there at 10.
Or, honestly, what they'll do is they'll have a, like, I work at, you know, like 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have 5 o'clock auditions sometimes.
In Santa Monica.
In Santa Monica.
That's ridiculous.
It's just like, just getting there at 5 o'clock is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. So Sherman Oaks, pretty stupid. But I go, and, like, I just immediately hated it.
Regret.
Absolute regret. It was, like, such a shoddy audition. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you know, it's like you start going to these auditions at these casting offices that do, like, they do a good job and they do it all the time, and like things are efficient. Like, it's, I mean, sometimes there's a shitty audition,
yeah,
but like things are pretty well laid out and organized.
Yeah, they do this all the time.
Yeah. And this was just like, I feel like they just sort of, not, I'm not anybody special, but like they seem like they just sort of let like anybody come.
Oh wow.
There was no, it was all, I was just super annoyed at everybody. Like, I usually just hate most other actors just because a lot of them are just idiots. And
I do.
Like, we had to sign in. It's like, yeah, yes. Every single time, the first thing you do is sign in.
I do feel like there is a noticeable difference at auditions that are, like you said, like, you know, they do this all the time, and like,
right,
that, you know, your agent gets you the audition,
right,
versus ones that you get called in for self-submitting. Mm-hmm. That's just like, oh, okay, most of these people probably don't have agents.
Right.
Or much training or experience auditioning.
Right.
Which, not to slight them, we all were at that point at some place, at some time. But it is interesting. It's a noticeable difference in the waiting room of all the people who were like trying to strike up conversations, become best friends with everyone that's talking there. Hey, let me see your headshot. And I was like,
that's what all of these people were doing.
And
we played improv games.
Oh no.
Because the audition was improv. They're like, hey, should we do that thing where we like say our name and do an action?
Like, in the waiting room?
In the waiting room.
Oh, no.
And I was just like,
oh, no.
Please don't do this, you guys. Please stop it. And it's like, everybody had their, like, really funny thing to say. Like, it was just so...
Oh, God.
I hated every single second of it.
Have you ever left an audition?
I'm not kidding. I was about to leave. A few times I was about to get my shit together, and I was going to... I don't know why, but I was going to be like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
And just never come back.
Right. But I was texting Chad, and he was like, just stay for, like, the story, maybe. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, whatever, fine. And so I decided to stay. But, like, it just, like, kept getting worse and worse. So then I decided to stay after our fucking improv game. And we go in, and the like, casting associate's like, hey, guys, I'm Kip. And this is the casting director.
Of course you are.
Yeah, of course he is. And he goes, and this is the casting director, Jennifer A. And we all, like, we were like, oh, hey, Jennifer. And he, like, made sure to be like, no, it's Jennifer A. And her name is, like, Jennifre with an apostrophe. Like,
oh, okay.
Fucking thing above it.
Sure.
And, like, she was, you know, we walk in and, like, she's on her phone, like, not looking at us. And she's like, oh, sorry, guys, I'm just finishing up this thing. And I was like, okay, everything about this is getting worse and worse.
You're trying to sound way too cool.
You're right, you're right. You're not cool. You're casting for a shitty. And then, like, I found out after that, like, a couple of my friends know her. She only casts, like, dumb shit. Her name used to be Jennifer, and she changed it to Jennifer. So then, and then the audition's like,
by that logic, Beyonce's name used to be Bionic.
I think Bionic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bionic.
God, Bionic woman.
Oh, yeah. She sort of is like a robot. She's so superhuman.
Yeah. I think she was made in the lab.
Gosh, she's so sexy.
Not by the same people who perform bus stop surgeries.
Well, no.
She had the premium crew.
Right. I bet her vagina's great. no botch job there. I mean, who knows, but...
Dr. Mike.
We actually talked about Beyonce in the audition.
Oh, yeah, let's continue this story.
Well, so there were, like, six of us that go in, and we're all just standing in a line, and the audition was, like, the casting associate was like, all right, I'm going to say something, and then you guys are just going to, like, improv, like, based on what I say. So one thing he said was, like, first world problems. So he's like, so he goes, so I'm going to say first world problems, and then you guys just go, and he's like, start improvising about first world problems. So we all, like, you know, like, sort of took turns, like, saying shit. Nope.
Is this, like... Is this a hosting thing, or is this like a?
I think it's
acting
like a
show.
No, it's not acting. It's like people. I think it's like
Man on the Street type stuff.
Like they'll show clips of something. You know, I don't know. Some, but it's all revolves around celebrities and shit. Probably because it's not on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they'll have you like talking about it, like
talking heads.
Yeah, like all the shows.
Where, I love the '80s and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Right. That's
okay.
The idea.
So they improvise. So these things when you're improvising, are you improvising scenes together, or are you just taking turns talking about that thing?
Yeah, no, it was sort of like the opening of a Herald show, like of an improv show.
Oh, okay.
Like
just
where
kinda,
you're all just sort of riffing on things, and then you would like then you would the next
stream
game would be, like,
of
you go into scene. Yeah, yeah, right.
Gotcha.
But we never did that next part. We just like just did the stream of consciousness for like four different little scenarios.
Gotcha. The first world problems make me think of one.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And it was just very, yeah, it just sucked.
I hope that one person, all they did was just say what they said in the waiting room. My name is so and so, and here's my funny thing. I'm like,
Oh, it was so bad. That made me really, like, just unhappy about auditioning.
Oh, man.
But then I had, like, the one today was fun. And it's, like, I got to improvise, but like, for real, like, be a character in a scene. So
by yourself or with a
by myself
partner?
Yeah.
It is always very awkward improvising with people, with other actors you don't know.
Right.
In
and
auditions.
And that aren't improvisers either.
Mm-hmm. Because they do not know how to do it.
No.
And
then the
they just talk over each other.
Right.
And they try to be the focal point of it.
Yep. Everybody wants to be a star.
And it's bad. I don't think I've ever booked anything or even had a good experience doing improv in an audition. Yeah, where it's not just me being able to ad-lib and just like me talking to the camera. If it's multiple actors all improvising and there's no script, it always goes rough.
I almost wonder why they keep having auditions like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know it's going to end up being a shit show.
Just write five lines and just have people say it.
Even the casting director sometimes will write lines. Like, it doesn't come from the producer or anything, or it's just like so that idiot actors aren't idiots. It's like a way to like help control, like, here's just a few lines that, you know, if you say these the right way, the producer will and the director will, like, get a feel for you.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
Very, very bad. I was at an audition yesterday, and I've had several auditions where people have had to bring their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, auditions so last minute, if you can't find a sitter,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
My buddy does that all the time, actually.
Yeah, I've seen him with
right.
A baby.
Yeah.
But, like, I was at an audition yesterday, and this guy had two kids, and they were like, I'm not good at guessing kids' ages, but like 5 or 6. They're walking, they're talking.
Yeah,
they're not toddlers.
Right.
But maybe too young to be in school.
Josh, kids love when you ask them how old you are.
That
how
is
old
true.
They are. You gotta just ask
let
every
me see
kid.
Them fingers.
Right, let me see them fingers, man.
But these kids were pretty unruly.
Ugh.
Not weren't being bad, but they were being loud and obnoxious, and the guy was with them, and he wasn't really doing anything to stop it.
Jesus.
And like at the place where we were actually waiting outside was the waiting room, and there was all this like nice planted, I guess it was bamboo, but really thin, like green, like hard bamboo sticks. I don't know what there's like different types of bamboo.
Asparagus.
It looked like asparagus, real tall asparagus.
Mm, interesting.
But, you know, it's planted.
Yeah, grill that shit up, put some salt and pepper on, a little bit of butter.
That's what these kids did. It was so unruly. But no, it was planted like in, you know, throughout the border. It looked very nice.
Right.
And these kids were just running around, just pulling on it, bending it, and like snapping it. And I was like, that is probably really expensive. And this guy's just watching them, like, be careful. And they're just like, blah, 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 just playing with it. And then he was always like chasing them around. And I was there for a while. I was there for way too long. But I was there for two different group explanations because I was still there from the first one. And both group explanations, he was not there for it because he was like chasing his kids around. And then during the second one, one of the kids like fell, like scream crying.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Over the casting director, and the guy's like looking around like, what? it was the most disruptive kid experience I've ever had at auditions.
I hate when kids, I mean, it's like, it always sucks when little kids are being little fuckers, but they are kids and they will be fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But the parent, like, you have to, there's got to be a line. Like, I understand, like, letting a kid be a kid, certainly.
Yeah.
But holy shit, you can't just let the kid run around and fuck everything up.
Yeah. I wonder, like, who watched him when he went in for his audition.
Right.
Like, what were they doing?
And, like, that guy's not in the group explanation, and he's got two, like, nobody is going to want to call him back to mm-hmm. be at that office if he's going to do that.
Yeah, it was bad.
My friend Mike, who goes, he'll, like I've gone, he'll hit me up and be like, hey, do you happen to have a second to just, like, watch my kid while I'm in the audition room?
How old is his kid now?
I don't know, she's...
But she's like walking and talking, making noises. Yeah, because the last time I saw him at an audition, she was a baby. Like,
oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Like pacifier, walk in a friggin' cradle thing.
No, she must be, she's at least three, I would say.
He was
at least.
Tossing her rather high into the air.
Yeah, yeah, he
throws it. Made me very nervous.
Ah, he's good.
He just kept going, woo! It was like, it was, and the place has really high ceilings, and he was just whipping her up there. And time he did it, I was like clenching my armrest of my chair. I was like, oh my God.
He's very strong.
He's very strong, and that baby's very light, and it went very high.
He does it less now because she's, she's big.
Heavier.
Yeah.
But at that point, I was like, oh my gosh.
That's so funny. Oh, fucking auditions. This thing I went for today, it shoots when I'm out of town.
Oh, no.
I know. But I think I'm not going to get it because the guy who went in before me was killing everybody.
Slaying,
man. So many jokes.
It's weird when you go in and... the other actors are like buddy-buddy with the casting director. Like, oh, so good to see you. And they know like intimate details. Like, how's your dog doing? I was like, okay.
Yep.
And it just feels like, why am I even here? But also, I don't even know if they even book it. It does not seem genuine that for them to have a conversation. It seems like they're just trying to psych out other actors. And like, hey, I'm in good with this casting
director. And even if you are, like that, being in good with the casting director is so great. I'm in good with a couple of casting directors and I love it because they'll just call me in. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, they have no control over anything.
Yeah.
Like, you can be a casting director's mom,
mm-hmm.
and, like, you might get called in for everything, but it's totally up to production.
The client's as call.
As far as hiring you.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean, because it's always like, oh, fuck, this guy is so chummy.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but it's just, it's more just annoying.
Yeah, it is sort of annoying. I try not to be like that when I'm in a situation where, you know, I know somebody.
I milk it. As soon as the few times it happens,
hugs and kisses, I'm just bringing gifts.
Yeah. I go all out.
We'll see. I guess sometimes the biggest laughs in the room don't get it actually like great, but sometimes if the character needs to be smaller, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck.
Don't give
fuck
AF.
I don't give a shit.
Don't give AF AF.
I don't give a fuck as fuck. Ooh, I like that. That's good.
I don't give a fuck as fuck.
Yeah, book.
They haven't had, I'm trying to think of any crazy other stories I've had recently. I don't think so.
Oh, well, quickly. Yeah. Today, not in my audition, but in the next room was another audition for like Samsung or something. And the characters that were auditioning were, it was like a guy who was like an action hero.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a bunch of like tall, like pretty built guys and in like black tank tops, like very, you know, muscular and absolutely look like action heroes with the square jaws and the dimples and their chin and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them, I've never seen this before, maybe just because I'm not a buff man, but two of them, before they went in, were doing push-ups on the ground in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that before.
I have. Just got to get that extra pump.
Just so they like look like big.
As big as you can. Yeah,
that was so funny, I thought. I couldn't believe it.
I've seen people do that backstage, like during shows.
Yeah.
Just to look extra big. They have like a shirt, they have like a topless scene.
Right.
I heard that, you know, because obviously he went through a ton of crazy diet and workout, but Chris Pratt, like for his one like shirtless scene in Guardians, like he was working with his trainer for like an hour or so before they rolled cameras, like doing a whole bunch of extra push-ups and sit-ups, like running this crazy routine so that his muscles were just popping as much as possible. And then he would go on, they would shoot it, and then afterwards he could finally like have a beer.
That's crazy.
Because he didn't have any more shirtless scenes, and that's what he'd been working out for the whole time.
Yeah. Man, that guy went from like pretty, like towards the, whatever that part was when he was at his biggest in Parks and Rec, like I was like, this guy's getting fat.
Yeah.
Like he looked pretty, like sort of bad. And then all of a sudden he was looking
cock diesel.
Real sexy in Guardians.
Real good.
Real good.
And then in Jurassic World.
Real good. And they're doing Guardians 2, right?
Yep. Shooting that right now.
Real good.
It looks real good.
So good.
I just found out yesterday that his wife, Anna Faris, has her own podcast.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she's like super like low budget. She just does it at their house, and we'll have like well-known actors on there, like Chris Evans and people like that, and just talk. I think it's something like unqualified advice or something like that. And so she's like just giving thoughts on relationships and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, she has no degree in that. But
I
like,
bet it's funny. She's funny.
It's kind of like a Dear Abby type.
Do you listen?
Not yet. I listened to little samples, but I saw someone share. I think it was actually Chris Pratt's like Facebook page shared. Like a review, like article on it, and had like little like audio bites, sound bites from it. But it looks interesting. I might actually check it out.
Yeah, I want to check that out. Ever since Just Friends, I've been in love with her.
Yeah, she's really funny.
She's so good. And she's such a little cutie pie. Mm-hmm. Little cutie patootie.
They're a real cute couple.
There's a pretty
cute.
A
cute kid.
Oh, they're cute.
They're all like Supes cute.
Supes cute.
The Supes cute rats.
I actually did 100 push-ups yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
I don't work out very often. Mm-hmm. I do go play basketball often, but I don't like lift or anything too much because I'm lazy.
Do you even lift, bro?
I don't even freaking lift, bro.
Do you even do 100 push-ups, bro?
Well, yesterday.
All in one sitting?
I mean, not 100. No, one through 100. No, okay. No way I could do that. Oh, I did five sets of 20.
That was my next question. Could you do that?
No way. But I did five sets of 20 in like...
Should we attempt it on the podcast?
I don't know, 20 minutes or something? I don't really know. No, I will die. But I went and had I was up in the valley for this stupid MTV audition. And then I was like right by my buddy's office. So I stopped in and we got a coffee and chatted for a little bit. And he was talking about this thing called the Pomodoro Method, where it's like whatever you're doing, whatever work or activity you're doing, the Pomodoro Method is like you do it for 25 minutes, and then you take a 5-minute break where you don't take 5 minutes and completely distract yourself with something else, mm-hmm. but you just take a 5-minute break to like just go pee or walk around or just something like loose to take a small break. And so he said, in addition to like taking a short, like a quick walk or whatever around the block, he'll also do at the beginning of the 5 minutes, I don't know what he said, 30 push-ups, and at the end of the 5 minutes, 30 push-ups.
Mm.
And so, because he goes to his office to write all day, he's a writer. So he'll like be at his office from 10 to 4 or whatever, and every 25 minutes, he's doing, within 5 minutes, 70 push-ups, and he just does that every 25 minutes throughout the whole day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant he was working out for 25 minutes, like doing like some push-ups set up for 25 minutes, taking a 5-minute break. And then go, but you're saying like throughout just, the day, every 25 minutes.
Yeah, throughout your day, whatever activity you're doing, if you're writing or you're driving or whatever your job is, or whatever you're working on, do whatever it is for 25 minutes, then take a 5-minute break to chill and just like reset your brain or, you know. And then, but he said is in addition to that, he does all these push-ups. So then I was like, oh man, that's a really good idea. Like it's hard for me to go to the gym and work out. So when I go, I just play basketball, but I want to work out a little bit. I was like, oh, what if I just do push-ups at my house every day? Like anybody can do that.
Yep, that's what I used to do in middle school.
Oh, nice.
Push-ups and sit-ups in my room.
You were, I remember you in middle school.
I was ripped.
Buff as fuck, dude.
Buff AF.
Making those other dudes look like little bitches.
Prepubescent.
Prepubescent bitches.
Dummies.
So yeah, so I did 100 push-ups. It felt great. And I woke up today and I was very, very, very sore.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's been some good push-ups.
I haven't done push-ups in a while.
Yeah, I've been kind of, I haven't been working out as regular.
Yeah.
Leo's been wandering around and so it's less motivating to do by myself. But I've been doing it at least once a week, where before I was doing it like, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And I have noticed like it is like getting tougher. Like I do it that one day, oh boy, this is harder than it used to be. It used to be I kind of like fly through this whole workout, no problem. Now I'm just like, oh boy, I'm struggling to do like enough reps. But we've talked about going to a gym.
Oh, nice.
And just doing something different instead of working out at home all
the
time.
I feel like that's probably a good idea too. Especially like, yeah, it might help to like get out of the house and go.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta do something. I mean, I think, though, even, like, 100 or whatever. But I feel like 100 push-ups isn't that crazy. Like, you could do that every day, probably. And by the time you start doing it regularly, it won't be as hard.
Just be like Batman. And just do them the second you wake up. Get out of bed and fall down and start doing push-ups. Like,
I just want to have pecs, man. I really want pecs.
Mm-hmm.
Girls love pecs.
Yeah, almost too much.
Also, but at this audition.
Checking out your pecs.
So much.
Looking at your pec
checking. Pec checking? Pec checking, that's it.
Pec checking.
You think I check your pec, bro?
Mm-hmm.
I hate when girls call me bro. But at the audition, like, I looked nothing like the other people who were at my audition. They were more like sort of dorky looking because the character's like this like lovable idiot kind of guy.
For this is the MTV thing or something different?
No, for the thing I went on today. Sorry.
Oh.
Which was for some like storage public storage company.
Okay.
But like the Samsung action hero guy that was in the room next door, they like literally I looked just like them except they had like 50 pounds of muscle on me. So that's the other thing. I feel like if I get some pecs going, then I can you know go out for action hero guy.
Yeah, I would like to kind of get to that middle ground where it's
you
like
can do both.
Yeah, where it says like athletic or fit.
Right,
I can pull that off.
But if you have a long sleeve shirt on and you can still look like just a hipster dude,
can hide that. Right, that's my goal.
Yeah, that'd be the ultimate for commercial acting.
Mm-hmm.
Which and then is just take the best
whole series of headshots, just me topless, just like
man.
Torso shots.
Honestly, if you need a photographer for that, let me know, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would love to take pictures of you topless.
Great.
So sweet. My Dunky Dunks commercial started, Aaron.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Very exciting.
Just walk. walking around eating breakfast sandwiches with one hand, putting helmets on shelves with the other.
Boom, no big deal. Totally normal.
That's what Dunkin' Donuts does.
Absolutely, that's what they do.
And that was the one you were waiting on for a while, right?
Yeah, we shot it like the beginning of February. So yeah. I thought for sure it was just going to get scrapped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is a long time.
Yeah.
I still am waiting on one to air.
You are?
Mm-hmm. From that I shot. But I don't even know if it ever will.
And they don't tell, like, we're the last people to know. They don't, like, tell you, like, okay, well, here's what it's supposed to air. If it doesn't, we'll be in touch and we'll let you know when it does. Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
So then you just never know. You shoot a commercial, you never know if it's going to be on or when or where.
Mm-hmm. I even, like, checked the company. I looked at their website and, like, their Facebook and Twitter page, and they haven't, like, updated anything in a long time.
Cool.
So I was like, you guys might be just kind of grinding to a halt.
Yeah.
I don't know. In fact, I saw they had a series of tweets, because it's an app, and part of the app is paying people, and it looked like they were having a big issues with paying people with PayPal, and so like the most, like, it was like 10 tweets in a row of them just like yelling at PayPal on Twitter, like, what's going on, blah, 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 you're ruining our business, and all this stuff.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh no, drama.
Damn, PayPal can fuck shit up if they want.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The power.
So much power.
I just gotta call up Elon Musk on the phone.
Hey, Elon.
Elon.
I feel like if I was friends with Elon Musk, I would just call him E.
Short for Elon.
Yeah.
Lon.
Or maybe call him Lon.
Lon? Lonnie?
Yeah. Hey, Lonnie. Lonnie's such a, like, shit name. I feel like he would hate that.
E. Musk?
Oh, I do like E. Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Musk. Musky.
Do you guys be the Musketeers? Okay, a group of, like,
we would need, yeah, lackeys. Me, Elon, and maybe one other person, mm-hmm. and we could be the Musketeers, yeah.
Ooh.
The E-Musketeers.
Ooh, E-Musks. E-Musketeers.
God, who would be the third? Definitely not you.
No way, no way. Maybe just Tesla, like the car itself, the self-driving car. It's like, oh, Musketeer.
I mean, sure, that car could probably talk.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk can do anything he wants.
Whoever he wants. So the next Tesla comes out in 2017, that's like the cheaper one,
right.
More economically friendly one.
I have some friends who
pre-order. I know, yeah. I am. Soups jealous.
Crazy. So jealous.
And then I heard after that they're making the next model after that is going to be even cheaper.
Oh, really?
And his goal is just so that every person can eventually afford to have a fully electric car.
Oh, that'd be really awesome.
They're real cool. I want one so bad.
I will take one of those.
I'll take one right now.
I'll do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Elon, give me two.
Hey, Emus, give me two of them Teslas.
I mean, we're bringing Musketeers over here.
I just got to drive two. One, two, work, one, back. I just leave one there.
Just always leave one at work.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. What a sign of wealth.
Yeah.
You just have a car for every destination you go to.
So just leave it.
Leave it there and take the other one you have there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, cars.
That'll be the next step for Uber. Cars just sitting around everywhere.
God, just take you. My friend posted a pretty funny thing on Facebook about Uber. He said, I called an Uber and they picked me up in a Ford F-150. And then they started picking up a bunch of other people. And now they want me to install drywall.
Nice.
No, that was pretty good.
I had this. I think it was actually with Lyft, but it's happened to me once with Lyft and once with Uber, where the driver picks me up and they just have a friend in the car with them riding around.
No.
Yeah, it's happened twice. I was like, that's not how this works.
Not another rider, just a personal friend.
Just personal friend who's sitting shotgun. They're just talking and chatting. I was like, you now don't have enough seats. What if I was four people that needed to get in? Would your friend just have to get out?
Yeah, just get out and hang.
Yeah, wherever.
Oh my God.
It's happened twice. And
that's never happened to me. That sounds great.
Yeah, and like both times it was not, Uber Pool or Lyft Line. It was just this, I paid the more to just
cash. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then just talk. And like,
that's so weird.
And like and it felt like they were trying to go out of their way to make it so it wasn't weird.
Right.
Like the friend was like trying to talk to me. Like, how's your day going? It's like, this is the exact opposite of what I want right now.
Yeah, that's not the complete opposite. It's a personal driver.
Yep. It was
Whoa, that's real weird.
So I made a comment like in the rated on them. I was just like, nice driver, but they're bringing their friend with them, and that limits the amount of seats they have, and so they can't pick up. Oh, and it was like it was in a truck, like a pickup truck, which they usually don't do. It did have the little back doors, which I guess so it does technically have four doors, but it's like real cramped.
I've never been in a pickup truck, in an Uber.
First time pickup truck.
God, that's so weird.
So I was like, I don't think you guys get
how this goes.
Also, I was just sitting in the bed of the pickup truck.
That'd be cool, just lay in the bed.
I don't know what you guys talking to me.
It's so fun being in the bed of a pickup, just riding around.
I've done that forever.
Yeah, it's been a
real long time. Back home in Georgia.
Yeah, it seems like a real southern thing to do, for sure.
Just for funsies.
I was going to read something that has to do with Atlanta, Georgia a little bit.
Go for it.
On this day in history, in 1932, Mr. Al Capone, began serving his 11-year prison sentence for tax evasion
in
Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Dun dun dun.
And then went, but he went to Alcatraz at some point.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's where he died.
I visited his cell
while he was there.
Yeah.
How was he doing?
He wasn't great. No, the syphilis had really taken over.
I bet.
Yeah, I think I got it actually too, which is rough.
Oh no, that's how conjugal visits work.
Yeah. I mean, how many people get to say though that they got to fuck up about?
I mean, people, not too many. Ducks, tons.
So many ducks. Maybe that's why they're so pissed and raping all the female ducks, is because Al Capone went crazy on them back in the day.
Now they all got that gangsta syphilis.
Frigging Capone.
I finally, since I have HBO Now again, I finished, and I think I only had 3 episodes left to go, of Boardwalk Empire. So I finally finished that series. I had gotten all the way up to the point where I'd been keeping current with it, because I had HBO I guess, in the past. And then I just didn't have it. I think, back when we had DirecTV and everything, I was, watching the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I had HBO Now last year for Game of Thrones, I got all the way up and only like 3 more episodes to go. And then my thing expired. I was like, I might as well pay another month. So I finally finished it the other day, but Al Capone reminded me of that.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it was funny, Boardwalk Empire is not really a show that people are still talking about.
Right.
And
it was big, though, when it was on.
Yeah, but just, like, I think a week or so before I signed back up for HBO Now, I think a random comedy that I was watching, like a sitcom or something like that, spoiled the ending of Boardwalk Empire.
What?
I was like, what?
What the fuck?
Yeah, just like, I think they're like making some kind of offhand joke about it, and they're like, well, just, this happens at the end. And I was like, cool.
Wow.
Thanks for ruining that.
I think that probably doesn't happen too often, right? When another show would like spoil another show.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, all right.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was like a major event. I was like, cool.
Great.
The end of the show ended a while ago, but still, it just like out of the blue.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
No way to expect it.
Yeah, some comedy thing on Netflix or something like that, and there's two characters are arguing, and I think you're like having like two friends were having a dispute about like, when are we going to finish Boardwalk Empire? I'm like, we don't need to, blah, 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 happens. And I was like, I already finished it. And I was just like,
oh my God.
Cool.
I mean, I feel like as soon as you heard Boardwalk Empire, you should just paused it.
Yeah.
It's your fault, really.
Yeah, it is. Oh, spoilers, you know?
Again, spoilers.
I hate spoilers. If it's about something I care about. So Game of Thrones, Walking Dead are the two things, are the two shows, because I usually watch them the next day on Monday.
Are they both Sunday shows?
Sunday nights. So Sunday nights, I won't get on Facebook until I've watched both episodes the next day.
Probably smart.
Because people are ridiculous.
It really is you would think, like, especially if it's I understand the argument that, like, fuck you if I spoiled Breaking Bad for you because it ended a year ago or
just
whatever.
Like the Boardwalk Empire. Right. I was like, all right.
But if you just watched the show on Sunday, like say it's Sunday tonight, and then you go up and start spoiling it, that seems stupid.
Yeah, that's like especially like
just wait.
If you live on the East Coast and it hasn't even aired over here, like what are you doing? So like, I have friends in Georgia who were like, I can't believe so and so just died. Right. I was like, are you kidding? I haven't even had the chance to watch it. Like it's physically impossible for me to watch.
Yeah.
And
they're already ruining it.
And then like a lot of people like to live tweet stuff, and so I was like, well, I'm not gonna
get Twitter. You gotta stay off social media Sunday nights.
Avoid it. Yeah. Those two things are the ones I care most about spoilers.
Yeah.
Because like big events happen pretty regularly. Movies, I care a little bit less. Unless, like if someone were to, because I think Civil War comes out this Friday.
Oh, yeah, right.
When this episode goes up, but Leo has plans Thursday night, and you're flying out early next morning.
6 a.m.
So this will be the first Marvel movie that I'm not seeing the midnight release of. The night before release at the 7 or 10 p.m., whatever, they keep making it earlier.
Shit.
This will be the first one that I'm not seeing like as early as possible.
Are you guys going to go Friday
night? We'll go Friday afternoon. But so I will avoid, because I would be bummed if like I heard what like the after credit scene is.
Right.
Like, that's like, like the guessing of that, like, oh, what's it gonna be?
Right, it's always so fun.
And so, and like I thought about still just gonna go Thursday night by myself, but then it's like, well, if I wasn't seeing it the very next day, like less than 12 hours later with Leo, I might. If he was like, oh, I can't see it until Monday.
Yeah,
I'd probably go Thursday night, but I would like to experience it for the first time together. So, so we both like are surprised by things, and I'm not just. Although it would be kind of fun to like watch his reaction to like things I know we're gonna.
Yeah, you already know,
but.
And it'll probably be more fun if you guys do it together.
Yeah, so we'll see it Friday afternoon, and that'll be the latest I've ever waited.
Ever.
Opening day is the latest I've ever waited to see a Marvel movie. Starting all the way back with Iron Man.
Damn.
Nope.
I wish I could see it.
Except for Hulk. I did not see Midnight Thing of the Incredible Hulk.
Which one?
The one with the MCU, the Edward Norton one.
Edward Norton, yeah.
I did not see that one.
What the fuck? Why not?
I don't know. It was the second one. Yeah. And I wasn't, like, super... I also didn't realize that they were all, like, connected in the same universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Until, spoilers, after credit scene, Robert Downey Jr. shows up. Like, oh, this is kind of all the same thing. I mean, I thought it'd be, like, in the same world or something, but I didn't realize how connected they were going to get right off the bat.
Man, I actually haven't seen that in forever, the whole...
Yeah, it's pretty good. Not one of my favorites of the whole MCU run. But not a bad one.
They're always just so damn fun. Like, I just can't wait for the next Guardians. I can't wait to see Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't a new X-Men coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, it comes out in August.
August.
I'm not as hyped for that one. That one, I'm just like, I'll see it.
Right.
See, but I don't... The X-Men movies, the movie universe, because it's not Marvel.
Right.
It's so jumbled and I don't know what's going on.
Because somebody bought the rights or something, right?
Well, no, it's been Fox this whole time with, like, just, like, different people, different creators, different writers, different directors, and the storylines are kind of weird, and they've done some time-traveling stuff, and so now it's, like, I don't know what from, like, the first movies is still part of the lineage, what they've undone, because they're already having, like, different actors play different characters, or play the same characters in a different way.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on. So I don't really care. I feel like it's just fun. Yeah. I feel like it's just kind of a mess.
Yeah.
And I don't really agree with some of the decisions they've made. Like, I understand that Jennifer Lawrence is a huge name now.
Right.
But the character of Mystique, I don't know why she's leading the X-Men. I don't think that character is a big enough person, and they're a bad guy.
Right, right.
historically. So I don't know why they're the ones who were teaching Cyclops and Jean, like, founders of the X-Men.
Yeah.
You gotta fight, you gotta be good guys. Like, why is she the...
Yeah, it seems a little backwards.
It just seems like too much importance is given to that character. Nothing against Jennifer Lawrence, is the character that she's playing. If she was playing somehow Jean or whatever, like, red hair...
Right,
like,
that would make more sense.
Yeah, for her to be in more of, like, a leader role. I wish the character that, you know, the importance that the role that Mystique is having in this new X-Men movie, I wish it was given to, like, Storm.
Yeah.
Who's in the movie, but she's just one of Apocalypse's horsemen. So far, I've not even seen her speak in any of the trailers. But she's a huge X-Men character, so it's weird. So now this character is being introduced to us as a villain.
Yeah.
When's she going to team up with the X-Men? And we've already seen young Cyclops, like, in other stuff. Like, with the Wolverine spinoff movies, we've seen some of these characters, some of their origin stories, like, that's already been mixed up and mixed around. And, like, the continuity is just kind of, like, all over the place. So I'm not, like, the thing I'm most excited for the new X-Men movie is just Oscar Isaac. His performance as Apocalypse is the thing that I'm, like, most excited to see. Everything else, like, all
right. Right,
like,
right.
Okay, I'm not nearly as invested. Like, if it's bad, I'm like, all right. But, like, if Civil War is bad, it'd be so much more fun.
Yeah, right.
So, X-Men Apocalypse, like you said, it's just fun. It's just going to be, I'm all right. You see stuff blown up.
Right.
Although I didn't even realize this until the last, like, trailer they released, because it does take place in the 80s.
Okay.
And there is a shot of the New York skyline, like, a bunch of craziness happening, and the Twin Towers are in it.
Oh, right, right.
So it'd be weird if they blow up the Twin Towers in that movie. It didn't look like there were any buildings were blowing up, but there was, like, a bunch of, like, I don't know, clouds and, like, crazy stuff happening.
Right.
But I did notice that the Twin Towers were in that shot. I was like, interesting.
Interesting. I really just want to watch Daredevil again.
Did you ever watch season 2 on Netflix?
I didn't mean Daredevil. I meant Deadpool.
Yes.
Said the wrong D word.
Yeah, Deadpool comes out on Blu-ray. It's already out digitally, but I want to get the Blu-ray with all the special features.
It is out digitally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
It's on iTunes and Amazon and stuff now, and it comes out this upcoming Tuesday on Blu-ray, so I'm going to go get that. I normally don't buy movies at all anymore,
copies,
just because with Netflix and everything, and if there is a movie that, like, either I haven't seen it, or it's like, oh, I would like to watch it again, it's usually on Netflix, or I can Redbox it, but I don't watch movies enough times anymore to justify buying them.
Me neither.
I don't really rewatch anything anymore.
Remember how many fucking DVDs we had?
I had a shit ton.
Like, yeah, especially you guys. I mean, I thought I had a lot, but you guys had so many.
That's all I spent my money on, like, when my high school part-time jobs.
Yeah.
Every paycheck, I would go blow it on Xbox games and DVDs.
Isn't that
and
funny?
I had a huge library. But there was no Netflix and stuff back then.
That was the way to do it.
Your
sure.
only option was to pay $5 to rent it for a weekend at Blockbuster.
Right.
And I was just like, well, if I watch this movie twice, paid for itself.
Yeah.
And so,
there are movies that you love and you watch over and over again.
Mm-hmm. But there aren't that many, and so I own very few
nowadays,
movies.
Yeah.
But that one is like, yeah, I'm going to get that one.
God, that movie was funny. Hot diggity dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be way more excited for the next Deadpool movie.
They are doing another one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder who's going to play Deadpool.
Yeah. I think we might have open auditions for it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to show up. I think Jennifer is casting.
I think Jennifer Dumont is casting. Yeah, cool, 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 cool.
Putting her on blast. Yo, Jennifer.
No, whatever. Hey, if you want to put me on an MTV show, fine.
Fine, I'll do it.
I'll fucking do it then.
What if they turn it into just like a dating show?
I don't know. Do I get my D-est?
Maybe.
Then I'm in.
I mean, off screen, it's up to you if you make that relationship.
Oh, no, I don't want to put any work into it. I just want to be part of the show.
No, it's not going to happen.
Ah, I'm out. Did you ever see the movie The Brown Bunny?
No, but I do know what makes that movie stand out.
Yeah. The cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ebert hated that movie.
Did he?
Yeah.
I actually never saw it. I just watched the blowjob scene.
Yeah, there is a real scene.
It's a real-life blowjob scene.
Sauvignon.
Chloe Sauvignon.
And the writer and director of the movie.
Forgot his name.
Me too.
But he was in a movie I liked a lot called Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. You should check it out.
Sounds like a fake movie.
No, it's a real movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think it's a real city in New Mexico.
Truth or Consequences?
Yeah.
Oh. I did not realize. I thought it was like...
That part might not be right.
I thought it was like Truth or Consequences, : New Mexico.
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'd have to actually double check on that, but...
But yeah, there was like a little feud that happened between Roger Ebert and the director of that movie because he gave such a bad review. I'm pulling this knowledge from late 90s, early 2000s, E! True Hollywood Story stuff.
Perfect.
And back when E! Was a lot more like cool, interesting information about movies and stuff and not just like, what are the Kardashians wearing today?
But what are they wearing today? Have you looked?
I don't know. I gotta watch E!
I cannot wait.
I used to watch E! A lot back when it was movie news, like True Hollywood Stories.
It wasn't like Talk Soup on E!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were some good shows.
Yeah, I used to watch that. But it was like, you know, like big Hollywood feuds and stuff like that.
Right.
And I was like, I realized E! They kind of missed the boat. They could have easily made BuzzFeed because that's kind of what a lot of their stuff was.
Right, right.
Countdowns, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But Roger Ebert had... gave that movie Brown Bunny such a horrible... I think he said it was the worst movie he'd ever seen. Something like that. And
he also really hated Freddy Got Fingered, which I hate that he hated that because I just love that movie.
But like the director like went off and I think wrote his own article and stuff like that. But it was just like calling out Ebert on his weight, saying that you're so fat and all this kind of stuff. And then Ebert's like, well, I may not always be fat, but Brown Bunny will always be a bad movie. And I was just like, burn! I didn't say that because no one said burn like that back then.
Burn.
But I thought that was pretty sick. And that's why I remember that, because I thought that was a pretty good response.
I hate that. Well, that's so shitty of him. I hate when somebody, like you and somebody disagree, and you are giving great points, and then they just come back and attack you in some other way that has nothing to do with it. Like that. Like, oh, well, you're fat. It's like, wait a minute. What does that have to do with... I'm just talking about the movie and how it was bad.
I'm about to pull another quote that I saw on the internet.
pulling quotes.
So I don't have no idea how accurate the people are attributing it to Bill Murray. It could be a picture of Bill Murray and then these texts.
The weed thing?
No, it's just talking about like... It's hard to argue with a smart person, but it's like impossible to argue with a stupid person.
Oh, yeah,
so it's like
right.
kind of logic where it's
like
if they're dumb and if the points they're making aren't even like counterpoints to what you're saying, it's like, what are we even doing?
Right. We're just, exactly.
Like,
what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm critiquing your movie. You're not defending the points you made in the movie. You're just calling me fat.
You're just calling me fat.
That's not how that works.
I actually got recently, I'm going to read it because I have it here, my friend Billy, who you know, Billy Cassano.
Mm-hmm. We're friends on Facebook.
He sent me a photo that says it's a Bill Murray quote saying, I find it quite ironic that the most dangerous thing about weed is getting caught with it. Did he actually say it? I have no idea. But he looks good in the photo. He's got a tux on.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that he apparently is pro-weed.
Yeah.
According to a random photo that I was sent from a friend.
I feel like if you can just put a photo of somebody and have some text and put their name on it, it's true.
Right, exactly.
It's a quote. Direct quote.
Quotes are quotes. Can't argue with that.
Yeah, but once it's on the internet, it's fact.
It's on the fucking internet. It's real.
How are you going to dispute it?
What are you going to do for Bird Day?
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We kind of just glossed right over that.
We sure
sort
did.
Of a big deal.
That's sort of like the highlight of the show.
Bird Day.
What's your favorite bird?
Man, I friggin' love parrots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're always talking and chirping, and they're such cool colors.
They are pretty.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of times their personality is mean.
Yeah, that's true. And they could be like a real smart ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, that was I just thought of parrot. It's not my favorite bird.
pretty looking bird.
I really like birds, like the idea of birds, but I don't have like a favorite.
You know, bird smells. Pigeons.
Yeah, the pigeons are smelling. Sometimes
in Chicago, I'd walk by like a huge group of them.
Yeah.
They're all eating some bread outside Dunkin' Donuts or something like that.
Dunkin' Donuts, nice.
Mm-hmm. But there'd be like dozens of them, and you could actually smell it. Oh, it stinks.
Like it smells,
and it's,
like,
and it's just the odor of these dirty, dirty birds.
Yeah, because they're just dirty as fuck, and they like are always around trash, and they're just shitting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Birds. I like doves because at some point in history, people attributed them to peace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that came from exactly, but I like it.
I like that bird I made up last week.
Oh, yeah, with the human dick?
And the puppy head.
And the puppy head.
Monkey
hands.
Yeah.
Sounds like that Mountain Dew commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Is that from Mountain Dew?
Yes, the puppy
baby monkey.
Yeah.
That thing's gross. I do like flamingos a lot, too. They're super pretty and pink. And I saw a bunch of wild ones in Mexico one time with my mom. They fly around. They have you can't tell when they're just chilling because they're super pink, but under their wings are black. And so, like, the black-pink contrast is really cool. And when they fly, like, they're just, like, this straight line because their necks are super long and their legs are super long. And then when their wings are outstretched, they just look like this. It looks so strange. There's a bunch of them. They're just, like, lines flying through the air.
And your mom too. Yeah, your mom likes those. You have a tattoo of one.
Flamingo tattoo and dove tattoos, and also bird tattoos that are on my sleeve. They're not supposed to be any particular bird. They're just blue and they have orange bellies.
Blue with orange bellies?
Yeah. I'm sure there is a bird that looks like
that. Are related to robins in some way?
Yeah.
Or your tattoo artist doesn't know what color robins are, or ran out of red ink?
Oh, we had a lot of red ink that day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's always got a lot of red ink.
Red ink was my band name in high school.
Really? Red ink was my name when I was a rapper in high school.
Oh, we should have had a battle of the bands, Red Ink v. Red Ink.
Ah, man. Although, you were in high school, which was right after you were doing push-ups every day in junior high, so you probably beat me up.
Yeah, I was real beefy, not really.
Yeah.
Do you have any topics this week?
I'm going on some trips.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
Today's Wednesday. When this podcast comes out, I will be in New Orleans.
Oh, that's right.
Louisiana.
Going to the old
United States. Yeah, I'm gonna go hang out in the South with some friends.
Yeah, I think you mentioned this last week. Is there a specific reason, or is just hanging out with some buds?
My best friend Chris
mm-hmm.
owns a company,
mm-hmm.
and every year he and his partners and employees go to this big convention that has to do with what they do,
mm-hmm.
and it's always in a different city every year. But it's important for them to go because sometimes they speak and sometimes they find people they want to hire and stuff. It's a good networking opportunity. And so they decided when they started doing it to go to that city the weekend before the convention starts or the conference starts to just hang and explore. And so once they did their second one, my buddy Chris was just like, you should come. And so now I've gone to this will be the fourth year in a row. And so this time just happens to be New Orleans. So we're just going to go on Friday, hang out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I'll come back home Monday once they start working.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just go chill with them.
Yeah, it's always really fun. We did it in Portland, and we did it in Austin, and we did it in Oceanside, California.
So you go every time?
They did it once or twice before I went. Like, they went to Denver, I think, before I started going with them, and maybe somewhere else. But yeah, now it's just like been a thing every year where I just go.
And you don't want to go to the conference?
I do not want to go to the conference.
Okay. Don't want to talk business?
I don't care about it. I don't know anything about it.
Go to the booth, wear a lanyard.
I don't want to go to the booth. I do love a lanyard.
I love a lanyard.
But I don't want to go to the booths.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of lanyards, Leo and I got some bad news.
Oh, no.
We did not get approved for E3.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Said we didn't meet the requirements. Actually, I still have yet to get that official denial, but Leo did.
Who's running this thing? Who's making these decisions?
Some yahoos who want people there who've got more credentials than us.
Come on, man.
So yeah, we one of our goals.
Want to sneak in?
Yeah, we should probably
steal somebody's identity.
I have managed to get into E3 several times. A few times thanks to Leo, a few times thanks to other friends who work there. And I just kind of get in a little bit. But we wanted to get in there legit this year.
Oh yeah.
And we thought we might be able to. We met the minimum requirements mm-hmm. for the media stuff because we do have.
What is that, by the way? What does that mean?
So if you have a media pass, you get to go into the backstage areas that no one else gets to see. You get to see like demos that aren't available to the public that are there, even though E3 is not open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
You get to send like extra hands-on demos. You can meet the developers. It would have been really, really cool. We've never had that kind of access when we get in.
And media pass. You got to be part of the media?
Mm-hmm.
You guys should pretend you're journalists.
Well, you could submit as a podcast.
Oh.
And so that's what we tried to do. And we like sent them our credentials. And
we don't say the word video games enough on our podcast. They didn't accept you.
I don't know.
We got to start saying video games more.
So, but yeah, they didn't meet it. So our goal is next year. I think actually it was not enough people listen to the podcast.
That damn
was,
it. Guys, all right, you're listening to this right now. We really need you to rate and review and tell your friends to listen to this podcast so Josh and Leo could go to their dumb, nerdy convention.
And that's what we need, guys.
I'm just kidding. I bet it would be awesome and I didn't want
to
go.
Yeah, to me, it is, it's like my Disneyland. When I'm in E3, it's just the coolest thing.
What is it when you go to Disneyland then? What is Disneyland to you if E3 is your Disneyland?
Disneyland, I guess, then becomes my Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
And then Chuck E. Cheese.
Follow-up question. What is Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese?
To you.
Oh, I was like, that's where a kid can be a kid.
No, I'm aware of what Chuck E. Cheese is. I've had a birthday at Chuck E. Cheese, okay?
Lucky!
Boo!
Then that would mean Chuck E. Cheese is like, I guess like a fun like babysitter's house who has video games. He's got some cool stuff. If you like, have to be dropped off somewhere. Right. Like some cool stuff.
Have you ever been babysat by a fun babysitter with video games and you were dropped off?
I don't think so.
Oh. So if this conversation's over, because I can't ask what you what that is, right?
Yeah, that would be like some boring person who's coming to my house who won't let me watch what I want to watch on TV.
Right, right. And has that ever happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So what's that to you then?
Oh, man. That's like getting bullied at school.
Oh, but that didn't happen to you because you were the bully.
Yeah, I bullied everyone. I was the fifth grade equivalent of a duck.
Nice.
Just going around beating people up. Wasn't
going to raise ass.
Yeah, it wasn't raping
girls.
I was a fifth grade.
No. Didn't know not raping anybody.
Didn't know what rape was.
Yeah. I still don't.
Mm-mm. Didn't know where babies come from.
Mommy's belly button.
I thought they came from a stork because birthday.
Yeah, that's true. I guess stork is a good bird.
Where do stork babies come from then? Who brings the stork babies? Badgers?
I think probably badgers. And
who brings the badger babies? I feel like this cycle.
This could go on.
Every
forever.
Animal brings its own, it brings a different animal baby.
A different animal.
So stork hit the jackpot with humans.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And everything else
really came out.
So it really sucks. Like if you get matched up.
Wait,
with
who brings baby humans then?
That's what I mean. Storks bring baby humans. That babies come from storks. Like they fly.
Wait,
the babies.
Okay. Wait, so what do adult humans deliver?
Oh yeah, well, we got to bring. I don't know if we've received our orders yet.
We just haven't gotten there yet, but we will.
Yeah, but so like every animal has to bring some other animal its babies.
I wonder what will come first. Will we bring a new animal its babies, or will we make it so our pee can come out as a gas? Which evolutionary, you know, strength will come out first?
Oh, you know what would suck? If now that we're going to get our orders, now that they've discovered all those new species down the Mariana Trench, and now we got to bring like little glow-in-the-dark jellyfish babies.
All the way down there,
yeah.
We're gonna fucking die.
It's gonna. How are we gonna do it?
Well, maybe this is the natural order of things. Like, since there's too many humans. No, there's too many humans, so this will be a great way to start filtering out some humans. Because on our way to deliver the crazy glow in the dark jellyfish thing, we die.
Oh,
so one by one.
I just thought we wouldn't do it, and they would die.
I mean, that's actually probably more realistic. Yeah, fuck you. We're not doing it
because we're humans.
We're humans.
Not writing any of those.
We love Trump.
Glow in the dark alien. Jellyfish babies?
Man, fuck those. They are beautiful, though.
They look fake.
I always just hate that, like, we as humans... This is how you know we're not the master race. Not race, but,
species.
Species. Is because we have so many weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the ultimate species will be when it's, like, it like, has our brain power,
mm-hmm.
but we can fly, and we can breathe underwater, and we have, like, you know... The strong, like, protective skin of, like, an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And we're beautiful looking, like, crazy fluorescent colors.
That's most important.
Yeah, well, sure.
We
got to
get the beautiful fluorescent colors.
Have you seen it, by the way, what the Kardashians are wearing today?
Mm-mm.
Ugh, we got to know.
They
must know.
Oh, God, what are the Kardashians in the next evolutionary step? Because they already got the fluorescent colors.
They probably are.
Ugh.
We're screwed.
Great.
Wah, wah. We're going to hell in a handbasket.
You see that video... That a lot of people are sharing for different reasons of like that millennial girl, like
I know
lecturing millennials, just saying like we're raised better than this and all this kind of stuff. It's weird. It's, a lot of people are sharing it because they agree with what she's saying. A lot of people are calling her out because all of her facts are dumb.
Yeah,
but just saying that, you know, we need to treat the older generation with more respect and we need to be better people.
Okay.
Like the intent, I guess, is good, but like her. Points and her reasoning for it was like,
yeah.
And a friend shared it, and he had some really good counter points for a lot of stuff she's saying. She's saying that, we prioritize people like the Kardashians and stuff like that. And he was like, well, the biggest like age gap that watches that show are over 50 years old. Like millennials don't care as much about the Kardashians actually the older generation that you were talking about.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Interesting.
So I watched it and I was just like, it just seemed just like some general talk. It didn't really, ideas and stuff.
She looks like she's like a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. She looks like she's from Georgia. She looks like she's from the South.
Right.
But I haven't watched it recently enough to be able to like quote her anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this isn't, you know,
You can just pull some quotes out of your ass and some numbers. Yeah. You've been doing that all episode.
Yeah. I think this is too recent. I can only remember quotes from much longer.
Got it.
I can remember old quotes. I remember old things. My long term memory is better than my short term. My long term memory is going to.
You're getting old.
My memory used to be so good.
We're almost 40, man.
Oh, man. We're approaching that hill.
Getting on top of that friggin' hill. I can't wait to just go downhill. Going downhill is so much more fun.
Yep. My memory used to be spectacular.
Yeah.
I feel like I still remember the things from when my memory was good, but then once my memory started getting not as good, like the newer memories, that's just kind of like hazy about some stuff. But like things I remember from like when I was a kid, I still remember it just as vividly. It's not like, oh yeah, I forgot about those memories.
Right.
Like, those just walked in there. Maybe I just add a room of memories. Maybe I need some more RAM in my head.
Yeah, you need more RAM and more storage space. Yeah, throw some new chips in there.
I think that's probably the problem.
Upgrade those chips.
But I can't get any of that until I get more fluorescent colors.
It's a real catch-22 here.
It's a real first world problem.
Wah, wah.
MTV.
Dude, you should audition for this MTV show.
Oh man, I'm going to go in there and make so many best friends in the waiting room.
Don't do it.
Bye.
What's your name? Where do you live? How many auditions have you been on?
Oh, God.
Let me see your headshot.
Oh, God. That makes me want to cringe.
I thought of you guys actually for a moment because there was this girl named Hannah. Not Hannah. Hannah.
Oh, my God. Did you ever get, you were like, I'm Bri-Bri. I'm Brian.
I'm Bri-Bri.
I'm Brian. It's a long.
There was even, because there was another Brian, and so this girl was like, how do you spell it, with an I or an A? And the other Brian goes, with a Q. Like that was a hilarious joke.
Mm-hmm.
It got really bad. There was a guy who, when he introduced himself, he said his name was Hadi.
This is making me sad.
These are real things that happened to me.
Making me sad.
Ugh, gross.
So is Youth Day, so is that for like, if you were currently a youth, you get like a little holiday? Or are we celebrating like youth from the past? Because everyone was a youth in the past.
So I'll send it in to China.
Very general.
I don't know for sure.
You didn't really go to church growing up, did you?
I did go to church.
You have a youth group?
Yeah, I went to CCD.
What was that?
CCD was like Sunday school.
Center for Disease Control.
Center for Disease. CDC is what I meant to say. Yeah, every Sunday I would go to the Center for Disease Control.
You were a very...
I was a volunteer, actually. I went to Sunday school every Sunday for a long time. And then after that, we quit doing that, took a break. But then when I was like a sophomore, junior in high school, we met some people, me and my friend Adam, met some people somehow, and ended up joining a youth group at their church.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so we could like go on the retreats and hang out with girls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Go to Bible camp.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet Bible camp.
I went to a Bible camp once. That's all right.
How was it?
It's all right. I think it was like a week in summer.
Yeah.
It was like camp, but it was like,
camp.
The church organized it. And so they had like, not like church services, but there was, you know, religious themed thing, but it was, you know, camping in the bunks
and
all that kind of stuff.
To go, the guy put his hand on your head and he like shook you around and you fell on the ground and you had a spaz attack.
Yeah, a lot of burning bushes.
Gave them a lot of money. We, for Jesus.
We built an ark.
Oh, cool.
Put lots of animals on there.
Wow, the stork brought the human for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was my experience with youth group.
We went to, there were two different places we went on a retreat, like a campsite in Michigan mm-hmm. on the water, and this like castle in Illinois.
I was impressed for a second.
Mm-hmm. And then you heard castle.
Yeah.
Love
Illinois.
The castle was the best, man. I forgot what it was called, but it was like this old school castle, and we would go on these retreats there, and we slept in it.
Why are there any castles in the United States?
I have no idea.
Well, what purpose
I think what
built?
Really it was somebody built a house that was
lovely, like a
castle-esque.
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Never had a royal family.
No. We are a hodgepodge of of nothing.
In the United States.
Yeah, I think it was just like a place that was built by the castle.
Unless Native Americans did have that caste system and we didn't even know.
Man.
What if there was a king of all the tribes and it was the castle?
Maybe. Then I feel honored to have gone in there and jerked off.
or is that where George R.R. Martin lives?
That's true. That's a good guess.
Is it his house?
Oh, man. There was an old guy with a beard walking around talking about how he was going to one day write an amazing series of novels.
Well, he's just constantly just foreshadowing.
So much foreshadowing.
One day, just telling the general public we're breaking into his home what he's going to do.
Right. After the, what, actually something really cool happened. The place in Michigan that we would go camp at, like years later after we quit the church and everything, me and my friends just went up there to that same area and brought a tent. We camped out on the sand and we were drinking and stuff. There were some naughty activities happening.
Just like in church.
Just like in church. And then in the morning, like a beach patrol guy actually came over and was like, hey, like, what are you guys doing? Like, you can't camp on all the stuff you're doing is wrong.
Everything you're
doing is very wrong. And we said, like, on a whim, we were like, because we just thought of it, because we were like in the right place where we used to do this for a church. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh no, we're with the church. Like, we're just with the church. We're part of the youth group. And they were like, okay. And they went, and the church actually was there that weekend. And they asked the church, and the church said we were with them.
Whoa.
And we got in no trouble.
Oh, whoa.
And like, technically, we were breaking all these laws, like having a fire on the beach, and we were drinking and shit underage. But we like got away with it because somebody at the church, like, I don't know if they just assumed that we really were part of it, or if they were just being godly and helped us out.
They didn't want you to be incriminated.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the day I
found Jesus.
He was just on the beach walking around, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not on the beach, on the water.
Well, yeah, he's walking on the water, yeah, swimming through the sand. He does a bunch of stuff backwards.
Yeah.
It's just so weird.
That guy.
Freaking guy.
Is it time for reviews yet? Are we getting that close?
Fuck, I'm like trying to think of what I'm going to review because I didn't even freaking watch anything. Did you watch some stuff?
A movie.
What?
Yeah, I went to the Los Feliz 3. I've actually seen...
LF3? LFT?
Two movies since our last podcast.
What the fuck?
Yeah, went to the LF3 twice.
Oh my god, what did you freaking see?
I saw Midnight Special.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
My friend's kid's in there.
He sure was. He was good. The movie was interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of a slow burn.
Yeah.
It's a sci-fi movie, but it was shot and looked more kind of like a indie drama.
Okay.
The effects were cool. This is not going to be my theory review because I'm already reviewing. I already kind of gave the thoughts on it.
Yeah, you just said so many words already.
Way too many words for movie 1-3. But acting was good, and just kind of like a slow, quiet film.
Nice.
Really good actors. The only two that I knew that were in it were Jaden.
Yeah.
And Michael Shannon.
Yeah, I like Michael Shannon a lot.
But then there are two other people in it that I didn't realize were in it.
The other main guy,
mm-hmm.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a really good actor who's always amazing in everything.
Yeah.
He wrote and directed that movie, The Gift, with Jason Bateman, and that movie was awesome.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
and
I never saw that.
That movie is really good. That was a surprise movie.
What? I gotta watch The Gift. Wait, is that the one? It's like sort of a... His name is Joel Edgerton.
Yes, that's what
Joel
I'm trying
Edgerton.
To look him up. Yeah, he's
oh,
awesome.
Kirsten Dunst was in it, too.
That was the person that was also a surprise was in it.
Got it.
Yeah, Joel Edgerton.
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 I think it's EDG. I think it's Edgerton, though, not like Edgerton.
Oh, okay. But no, so there's a D sound. It's not Edgerton.
I think it's Edgerton.
Edgerton.
Okay. Or it's Edgerton.
Or it's Joel Edgerton.
Gerton. Maybe it's Joel.
Joel.
Yeah.
Mm. If he worked at MTV, he'd be Joel.
Joel Edgerton.
Joel Ed.
Writing, producing, directing, starring. He probably didn't produce it, actually.
Yeah.
But The Gift was a drama?
Yeah, well, kind of like a suspense, like somewhat
yeah.
kind of a thriller.
It's so funny when Jason Bateman does that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's good at it because he's such a good, like, straight...
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that movie was really good. I highly recommend The Gift. I was surprised that...
All right, I'm going to friggin' watch
that movie. But yeah, he was in it. And, the movie was good. Not exactly the movie I was expecting. I thought it'd be more of, like, a sci-fi, or, like, that would be, like, a heavier part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more kind of like a chase movie, almost. People are after this kid. It's kind of like if the whole movie was the chase scene in E.T., where they're after
them. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the whole movie. It's just more of that.
I heard, like, a lot of it is there's the relationship between Jaden's character and Michael's character. Like, so the father-son relationship.
Kinda.
Okay. Not a ton.
Not as much.
Okay.
In fact, I didn't even know he was the father until like halfway through the movie.
Okay.
I didn't really know what their connection was. I knew he was trying to keep this kid away from people that were after him. And then at one point, some, like, stranger, like, comes up to the kid and is just like, are you okay? And then Michael Shannon comes up, no, I'm his father. And even at that point, I still don't know if he was or if he was just saying that so that she would not be, like, calling it in. So I did not even, and then later on in the movie. I think he calls him dad. I was like, oh, so they are probably.
Okay, okay.
But the acting was good. Just kind of a slow, quiet
yeah.
movie, especially considering it's sci-fi and a chase movie. But but yeah.
Cool, cool.
But I enjoyed
and
the second
Wait, movie, is that what you're going to three-word review?
I will three-word review
what was
the
it,
second movie, which was Green Room.
Man, I've been Green Room has been like all over my Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I guess maybe because friends are liking it, but I feel like I'm having a bunch of friends, like, liked the Green Room page or whatever. Is it also like a sci-fi or a suspense or something?
Not a sci-fi. It is it's a dark movie.
Hmm.
Patrick Stewart plays a bad guy.
Oh, cool.
And a movie I wanted to see this week, but I just haven't got a chance to do it because it's not at the Los Feliz 3 or The Vista, which I was kind of surprised. I want to see Keanu.
Oh, man. I really want to see
I want to see that. But I guess I got to go up to like AMC to go see that one because it's not playing at the theaters by my house. Jungle Book has just been at the Vista for like 3 weeks straight, which is
I want to see it.
Which is good, but I was like, been out
time
for
to put
a while.
It
yeah,
and I feel like that one, like, the Vista would be a place where Keanu would be playing.
That's what I thought. Or Los Feliz 3, but
yeah,
it's not.
I want to see it too. I feel like it could be probably pretty funny.
Every, you know, I haven't seen a lot of my friends post about it on Facebook, but the few that I have who have seen it all seem to have really, really
yeah.
enjoyed it. Those guys are so funny.
They are really funny.
So I want to see Key and Peele in Keanu and Keelanu.
Yeah.
The full title.
Ooh, Keanu and Peelanu. That sounds like a really, it's like a super happy, like, Hawaiian couple.
I want Keelanu and Peelanu to have their own sketch show.
Just
two little kittens just doing sketches about topical stuff.
It must be, but so Keanu is about, their kitten gets stolen, right?
The kitten is named Keanu.
And he gets kidnapped, though?
By
right?
gangsters.
Yeah.
By Method Man.
And there was... Oh, Method Man's the... That's pretty funny. Did you see the movie where Keanu Reeves, went on a killing spree because his dog was killed by bad guys?
Yes.
So there's obviously a connection there, right?
Yes.
They're making
a sequel to that movie.
Yeah, they're apparently making, like, a whole thing of that movie.
Weird. I forget what the movie was called. It was just the guy's name. It was just the name of the character.
And I think Keanu died at the end of it, spoiler alert.
No, he did not.
He did not?
No.
They were talking about something about me, like, even if Keanu wasn't a part of it, they were going to continue the world of it.
Maybe he dies in the sequel.
Maybe he dies in the sequel.
Because he is in the sequel. I've seen, like, set photos and stuff. I'm like, oh, they make another. What's it called? Is it, not, I know it's not called Joe Dirt. But
is it? I think it's called Joe Dirt.
Yeah. But it's John Smith or something. Or John
oh, right.
Black
it is.
Or
yeah, yeah,
something like
right.
It's just some generic name. And
it is.
Just
it's John, name. Though. It's John something.
John Black, maybe.
No, it's not John Black.
John...
And it's not Johnny Mnemonic, which is another movie.
John Lomborn
John
Man.
Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
That's the movie you
I
sing
think,
the title.
I think that's...
Let's see here.
John Cena.
That's what it is. Like John Cena. I haven't pulled
look,
it up yet.
But you do
but
remember
I do remember.
Well, did something give you a hint?
Just seeing Keanu's face.
What is it?
It is John Wick.
Damn it! It is John Wick.
That's what it is.
You're fucking right. You were right, and I was well not wrong, but I didn't guess it.
So yeah, they're making John Wick 2. But yeah, that movie is about a guy who's like a only retired, just not an active, like violent dude. I don't remember exactly what his profession
right.
was, but then some people just kill his puppy. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, they killed his fucking
and
puppy.
He shouldn't have done that.
I mean, he went bonkers. He killed like 88 people in that movie. Or something.
He killed a bunch, I think. And the thing I remember most about the movie, I saw that movie in the theater. Was the gunshots were so much louder than any other movie I think I'd seen. Like, they, like, really amped up.
Oh, really?
Every gunshot was like, bang,
it's
bang.
Huge.
It was, like, super, like, intense, like, a little echo reverb. It was just, like, I don't know if they're trying to make it more, like, realistic, or, like, what
right.
it sounded like if a gun was going off that close to your head. But I just remember, like, it would be louder than whatever the background music was or anything.
Cool.
But it was just, like, every gunshot, and there was a lot of gunshots. Which was like, bang, bang, bang. It was just,
bang, bang.
It was crazy. I remember that vividly. It was just, man, that's a loud gun.
Shit is friggin' nuts.
Yeah, I guess I'll review Green Room.
I think I'll review my friend's show at the Groundlings.
There's another one? A new one?
The one that I mentioned earlier that I had to pee real bad at.
Okay.
But it just happened on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is
because
I
have done that before.
Yes, that's what I was wondering
yeah,
about.
My same two friends just happened to be in this, two in a row of the main stage Groundlings shows. Because they're very, very funny.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
So do you want to go first or do you want to throw to me first?
I can go first or whatever you want.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Oh, hey, Joshua.
Can you please give me a three-word review, followed by an MTV meow of your friend's comedy show, the new one that you saw at the Groundlings.
Yes. Characters. Wings.
I like how your words are now starting to have sounds to them.
Bee!
Sorry, say that one more time.
Bee!
Got it.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is DJ BCK coming at you from MTV Networks and meow, motherfuckers.
That was great, DJ BCK. I'm going to have to censor the F word, but other than that, loved it, loved it.
Man, this place is so oppressive, man.
Oh, no, definitely not. Please don't throw around that O word.
Those fucking MTV executives, man.
Man. Always on their phones.
So characters. Groundlings is super character based.
Okay, yeah. For the people who aren't as familiar with the LA improv school,
sure.
Can you give us, like, yeah, what are, like, the main differences between the Groundlings, UCBIO, and Second City if you are familiar with the four?
I am familiar with some of them. Mm-hmm. I have never taken classes or been a part of Groundlings, but it is sketch school, mm-hmm. and it is very heavy on character work.
Gotcha.
So if you go see a show, a main stage show at Groundlings, you'll notice that it's like it'll be a sketch revolving around a character that somebody made, and then they wrote a sketch about it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Versus like UCB, where I have trained, is very. They put emphasis on what they call the game, mm-hmm. which is acting in a just kind of a regular situation, but you find something unusual or create something unusual about the situation, and then you take that and you run with that.
You heighten it.
Yeah.
Bit like a bit.
Yeah. Running bit. You can certainly be a character. I mean, absolutely, but the like centralization is around the theme of the show.
Yes.
IO is similar to that. They do Heralds as well, the structure of an improvised show.
Mm-hmm.
And Second City, I don't know a ton about, actually.
Second City is kind of a game, but it's also like plot and stuff. Their focus is creating sketches through improvisation. So okay. You'll improv a scene,
yeah.
You'll then discuss what worked, what didn't, and then you'll improv it again and just keep doing that until you kind of just write a sketch. So it is, okay. It's like it's starting with improv, and the goal is to create a sketch show.
I mean, I kind of like that. I haven't done improv in a while, but when we would do improv, I'd be like, oh man, that was really funny. We could probably write a version of that, and mm-hmm. it could be a fun sketch.
So that's kind of what they do.
Yeah. Oh,
instead of just sitting down and writing sketches, it's not like a sketch writing class.
Right.
They create sketch shows. If you go see a main stage Second City show, all of those sketches and scenes
started as
improv scenes
cool,
that they
cool.
workshopped and
yeah.
honed down.
Oh, that's nice.
And so that's their thing. So I took Second City classes in Chicago. Didn't do the full. I did the first year, and I took one of their acting classes. And I was gonna audition for their conservatory,
yeah.
but at that point, I was already writing and acting in sketch shows myself.
Right.
And so, like, well,
and you didn't have time for that shit.
Or the desire to pay the money. I had the money,
right.
I don't want to keep paying. I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
And,
that's true.
And I didn't, my goal was not to be on the main stage at Second City.
Oh, right.
So if it was, then yeah, you probably do conservatory and just keep working your way up in the Second City.
Yeah.
But yes, Second City in particular was not my goal. My goal was to learn improv and start acting and doing stuff on stage, which is what happened.
Yeah.
And nice. But yeah, the Groundlings I'm least familiar. The Groundlings, I have not seen a show with the Groundlings out here. I know they are the big one. That's the one that...
they're pretty big out here, yeah. UCB and Groundlings are the big ones out
mm-hmm,
here.
Has the longest wait list in terms of, like, signing up for classes there. It's, like, year long to do their classes.
Whoa,
that's
really?
That's what I've heard. Like, I know they have different kinds. They have writing
yeah.
classes and then the improv stuff. I've just heard that it's, like, a really long time to get in there, and it's, like, a really intense process of auditioning to get in, and then you have to continue to audition to stay in it constantly. That's just what I've heard.
They have a high bar, I guess.
Real high bar. But I feel like they do pull, like, a lot of Groundlings people. I feel like they used to be the go-to for SNL. I think SNL now kind of seeks more UCB peeps. But Groundlings people still go on to work on TV and stuff,
oh,
in different comedy things. Like Flo, friggin' progressive. Spokesperson for the past decade. She was a Groundling. She still is a Groundling person.
The lead, the like main girl in the Toyota commercials is a Groundling.
The principal from, or the dean from Community.
Oh, yeah.
He was a groundling, or still is a groundling.
What's his name? Paul Rust? No, Jude. I forgot his name. Yeah.
I think his name is John Wick.
It is definitely not John Wick. It's not Paul Rust either, though. That's the other guy from Love, and he's a UCB advisor. I forgot his name, but I don't even know.
But yeah, so the groundling people do.
Oh, they work a lot.
They do make. They do, like, it is a good launch pad for a comedy career.
Absolutely, 100%.
But yeah, so characters.
Yeah, so it was a. It's just a bunch of. I mean, it was a lot, you know, 15 or something different sketches, a lot of different sketches.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, not related to each other at all.
Okay.
And there was, you know, there was, like, quite clearly in every sketch a person, a character who it was about.
Yeah.
And when it's done well, it's really funny. Greg Warswick and Matt Cook are two guys that are my friends that are in the show, and they are hilarious. So it was very fun to watch. And then I said, what did I say before? P. Shit.
Wings.
Oh, yeah, wings. The
I actually remembered it because of the way you said it, so maybe this works.
Man, this
if you just said wings, I probably would have
grabbed it. Yeah. Wings! When you go to the opening of a Groundlings show, they have free food and free wine and beer.
What?
Oh, yeah, baby. And I got it to go free because I got a free ticket from my friend.
Dang.
So we had free chicken wings and free wine and beer.
In West Hollywood?
We took advantage of it.
I friggin' would.
Like, yeah.
Most friggin' West Hollywood comedy shows, like Laugh Factory, Comedy Store, and like a lot of comedy places in general, it's like two drink minimum, and yeah. It's not free.
Right. No, not at all.
We have a two free drink minimum.
You must have at least two free drinks.
Oh, man. This sucks. I did not expect you to say that.
I think it's just the first show of every new run, though. Like, they don't do it every time. It's just the opening day.
Opening night. Yeah. Free stuff. Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense.
A little more sense.
Okay. But still, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you were there for opening night.
Oh, my God. It was so great.
Drink your face off.
So we drank some beers and some wines for freezies and had some chicken wings for freezies. And then we were going to go out afterwards, but instead we stayed and did karaoke on the Groundlings stage.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, just a small group of people, you know, like the performers and some of the friends of the performers.
And they actually had the whole setup? Or you guys just like someone would sing a song, like someone would like do music?
No, they had a, like, it was
karaoke
machine. Yeah, it was up on the, it was like projected on the back wall and everything. It was really great.
That sounds awesome.
And then I said P because I had to, man. This is how it went.
Because like, you had all those free beer and wine.
It is because. And it, like, you know how they, when you go get free wine, hello, they pour like little half glasses.
Little plastic cups.
And so you definitely take two and you pour one into the other. So you have a full glass of wine.
Quadruple fisting.
Right. So it actually was. So that was a double fist, technically. And I also, my friend Courtney, who I sometimes hang out with, she was there too. And so I was trying to be a gentleman and give her a glass of wine first.
Trying to be
which was another.
Trying to be a guy.
I was trying to be a guy. Total guy. So I gave her two glasses of wine that were poured into one cup, but she didn't want that. She wanted beer.
Courtney, she's
always being so picky. So then I walked in with two full glasses of wine.
Nice.
No wonder I had to pee. And I started to feel, you know, and I was like, no problem. Intermission will be soon. I'll go pee. But say there were 20 sketches, there were 17, then intermission, and then 3.
Oh, okay.
So it took so long.
Probably like an intermission, more kind of like almost done
intermission. Oh, it was an almost done intermission. And so I was able to wait until the last sketch. So like the second to last one, when it was over, I had to get up. There was only one more left before intermission, but I could not hold anymore.
Oh, wow.
But I at least did it like when the sketch was over during the blackout.
Oh, good, good, good.
And so I scurried out. I went out the back door, like down the stairs and out the back door into the alley, thinking like, I have to be so bad, I might just be in this alley. Mm-hmm. But there were people right outside the back door, so I couldn't. Oh, so, so I had to walk around the corner, go in the front door, and go to the actual bathroom like a civilized human. Mm-hmm. But like my walk was very strained. I was limping. Like it was so bad.
I hate that.
It was awful. It was so awful. Ugh. But it ended up being fine.
Nice.
And I only missed one sketch. I don't know what it was still.
You'll never know.
I'll never know.
Wine doesn't really make me need to pee that bad. I think it's carbonated thing. So soda and beer, like that. I think it's the fizzy bubbleness. I think it just like fills up more room in the old kidneys.
I didn't even have any beer before that. I had some beer after, but it was the wine that got
celebrate
me.
The pee.
Although we were at Dark Room across the street beforehand drinking beer.
Oh.
So it was that too. Yeah.
That beer makes me need to pee bad.
Oh, I cannot wait to pee gas.
It sucks when I would be like Ubering around and have to pee.
Yeah.
And
there's like, when somebody's in the car?
Yeah. And there's not a bathroom anywhere and like they're going really far away. And it's like, oh God, it's real bad.
Would it be crazy to just bust out a water bottle and start peeing in it?
I've thought about it sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it gets real bad. I mean, you're driving there for a while, and then right. like, when the need happens, like, I'm like, what kind of need to pee? But like, I've just picked up someone, and they're going like a friggin' hour away. It's like, uh-oh.
And this is going
to
be bad.
By the time I drop the person off, I'm going to be dying.
How crazy would it be to be like, yo, I'm so sorry, but we got to pull over for a second. I got to pee. Pretty crazy?
I mean, it wouldn't be absurd. I would, if I've thought about it too, like, all right, well, we're kind of going to go. And if I were to do that, I'd like, look, Uber charges like nothing for time. It's all like distance. So us sitting here might cost 30 cents.
Oh, right.
So, you know, whatever. I will end your trip 2 blocks away. You know, something like that. I would say, make up with the time. But yeah, but it has never come to that. I usually just been like willpower. I'm just like, not.
You do have very strong willpower.
I've got the strongest. I was doing those will push-ups.
Hey, Josh?
What?
Could you do me a quick favor?
Absolutely.
And rub my back? That was very nice, and I thank you. Mm-hmm. And now, could you do me another quick favor?
Oh, yeah.
And give me and the podcast listeners and viewers on Ustream a 3-word review of the movie Green Room. Mm-hmm. Followed by a cat meow that perhaps somebody named the Incredible Hulk,
might meow. I wouldn't know who it was if you didn't also say green.
I know.
I was saying, there's an Incredible Hulk, but which?
Since we talked about him earlier and I said green, I just thought about it.
I like it. I guess I will do that for you.
Thank you. And again, thank you for the back rub.
Intense. Brutal. Realistic. You're making me meow. You wouldn't like me when I meow. Hulk, meow!
Man, that was perfect.
Thanks, man.
That was perfect.
So, I said intense. The movie's very intense.
It is.
I'll give you a quick plot synopsis of it without any spoilers, anything you gather from the trailer.
Okay.
So, it's about a broke punk band, young punk band.
Yeah. Don't I know it.
On tour with no money.
Yeah.
And they book a gig in this backwater skinhead bar. And
I mean, it seems like a bad idea right off the bat.
Yeah, a bunch of white power Nazi freaks. And oh, so they're playing the punk music. And when they're leaving, they realize they forgot something in the green room.
Boom.
They go back in there and they see something they should not have seen.
Oh, no.
The owner of the bar, played by Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart. Besides, are they gonna have to die?
Oh no!
Because they can't let this get out.
Right.
Oh my god.
So it's a very intense movie. Brutal. Pretty graphically violent at times.
Yeah.
Kind of, like not like I guess the same type of like intense violence as like a Saw or like a Hostel type of thing. But that's not torture porn. That's not all it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, these are real people. They're in this shitty situation. And, like, when violence happens, it sucks.
Yeah.
But it's not like play a game. And, the whole movie is just like, ooh, how many crazy ways can people die? It's like Final Destination.
Did Patrick Stewart have his natural accent or no?
He did, I think.
Yeah.
I think he did. He might not have had as much of the strong British accent, but he definitely wasn't doing, like, some southern accent.
Oh, okay.
Like it sounded like him.
Yeah.
He's very authoritative and commanding presence.
Yeah.
He's a good bad guy. This is only the second movie I can think of.
I was just going to ask.
He played a bad guy.
When else was he a bad guy?
The movie Conspiracy Theory. Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's a bad guy in that.
Yeah, he has the look, like, definitely to be, like, a pretty good bad guy. Scary. And he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And realistic.
Realistic.
Yeah. Because, you know, if there was any type of, like, shootout or, you know, shooting or something like that, people getting hit by bullets or being injured in some kind of way, it wasn't like glamorized, like an action movie. It was just like, oh, that's probably what it looked like if someone got shot point blank in the face.
Damn, that's
like
crazy.
That kind of stuff. Like the way, like the weird kind of blood spatted, like in weird ways. Like I bet that's what it would look like. It wouldn't just be all just like clean, perfect, like thing. It was just like, oh yeah, that's gross.
Ugh.
It was a pretty tense ride. There were times it was like, ooh. I wasn't thrilled with the people I was seeing it with, or like the other people in the theater. I was by myself.
Oh,
but there's just some people who are kind of annoying. Like, if I'm home watching something that's kind of like over the top violent, like I might laugh at it. Like, oh shit! There were a few times like, oh, you know, when something happened. But these kinds of, there were two people who were just kind of like laughing a little too much throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on! Like it was like it's an intense movie, and I was like in the right mood to like really like be like
right
along for the ride, and they're kind of like take me out of it a little bit.
I wonder if they was real high. Maybe
I think they were. Yeah. They had skateboards under their chairs.
Oh, everybody who rides a skateboard is a goddamn stoner.
Mm-hmm. So, but that I was like, come on, guys, show.
Yeah,
I punched him in the head.
You punch the stoners in the head?
Yeah.
They probably laugh.
they laugh at violence. Thought they'd love it. But I recommend it. It's still at the Los Feliz 3.
How much does it cost to see the movie at the Los Feliz 3?
Same price as Vista. So if you see the first showing of each day, which is usually around 1:15, yeah. It's $6.50.
That's so awesome.
So when we go see Civil War on Friday, we'll see it for $6.50.
That's insane. Like a third of what a regular movie costs these days. Mm-hmm. Ugh, that's amazing.
And then if you see any other showtime, it's $9.50.
Still better.
Yep. Still half price of like an AMC ticket.
Right.
And so they don't have, you know, the Los Feliz 3, real small. Like the screens are so small.
Yeah.
Like, The one of them is pretty decent size, but like the other two, the screens are just tiny.
Yeah.
But like once the movie starts, you kind of don't think about it anymore. It's still bigger than a TV.
The Vista, though, is so great.
The Vista is wonderful.
The theater is such a great theater.
It's the same owner, and so the same price thing. So, and they're both walking distance from my house, so I frequent them if they have movies that I want to see.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, you can have them both, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's great. So Vista is where we'll be seeing Civil War on Friday. Like 1:15 or so.
Dope.
For $6 and 50 cents. So they don't ever have anything in 3D and stuff. So that,
right.
I don't care. If I'm not seeing it in IMAX 3D, I don't like seeing movies in 3D.
Right.
I don't like the real D3D and that kind of stuff because I feel like the glasses never. It changes the color of the movie. It like tints it. It's almost still kind of like wearing some of like sunglasses. It's like a little bit darker, and I feel like I can always like I never can get my eyes lined up just right. I always use
like moving my head.
I still see kind of the blur of like the where the you know the different images on top of each other. I never get it perfect.
My question is, when are they gonna have 3D contacts?
That's what I would be. That'd be great.
It covers your whole eye. It'd be fucking amazing.
It'd be perfect. Yeah, because if I'm seeing a movie and I know it is in 3D, or if I'm seeing 3D, I always wear my contacts because it sucks wearing 3D glasses on top of glasses. It's so annoying.
I guess that's true. If you went in wearing contacts and then they were offering you 3D contacts, that'd be hard. Two pairs of contacts overlaying each other on your eyeball. I don't know about that shit.
Don't know about that. I do like seeing movies in IMAX 3D. That always looks cool.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, because
The Man Chinese Theater 3D is really great.
Yes, yeah. I've seen a movie there.
Oh, I saw Star Wars there.
Yeah, I wanted to see Star Wars there. I bought tickets and I couldn't get an audition.
Boom!
But I have seen a movie there. It was not in 3D, but it was on the IMAX screen, and it looked awesome.
So nice.
Yeah, that theater is really cool. And like when we went and saw, when Avengers 2, Age of Ultron came out, and we did that 27-hour movie marathon, and all Phase 1 and Phase 2 Marvel movies were all 2D. It was fine.
Right.
And then they were like, Age of Ultron will be in 3D. I was like, no!
And
so I had to wear it, and I didn't know. And I
had your glasses.
I had my glasses because I did not want to wear contacts for 27 hours straight.
Right.
And so I had to do the whole glasses, 3D glasses, top of glasses. And I was like constantly trying to like get the image to line up right. And I was like, I had no idea. If I had known it was going to be in 3D, they didn't say it was.
Right.
I would have.
That's weird that they wouldn't say that. You think they would advertise it.
I would have brought, you know, contacts and contact solution and, you know, put it in. We had brought stuff. We were there for over a day. But that whole experience was so awesome.
I don't think
I would do it again because now there's so many movies. Even they're doing some stuff for Captain America, but now I own all these movies. And so it seems silly to go pay $50.
By the way, what were you doing for food and drink that whole time? Buying $5 sodas?
You got one big ol' Avengers bucket of popcorn for free and one big ol' Avengers soda for free.
Like you said, that's a whole day. Those are your meals.
But between each movie, they would have some kind of stuff. Sometimes it was Subway sandwiches. Sometimes it would be like protein bar or something. And you could keep getting concessions throughout the whole thing.
Right.
A lot of people, I think at one point, we did go get something to eat. Like at, what is it? What's the diner near there? At Mel's Diner? What's the 50s? Diner.
Yeah, there's a Mel's on Highland, south of there.
I think we went around the corner and ate there during a movie, I think like Iron Man 2 or something.
So there was ins and outs.
Some food. Yeah, you could leave whenever you wanted. Yeah. If you were there between each like movie, when one movie was letting out, if you were there during that part, they had like some kind of exclusive gift, and it would stamp your lanyard. And at the end, if you had a punch hole for all the movies, then you get some kind of exclusive poster and stuff like that.
I just love the word lanyard, and I love wearing lanyards. Mm-hmm. I gotta get some.
Some lanyards?
Yeah. Just put different stuff in there.
Yeah, just be official.
Yeah.
So yeah, whenever like the next Avengers movie comes out, And if they're doing like the 43-hour, I'm good.
No.
I'm good.
Holy Lord.
That'd be so nuts.
That sounds insane.
Too many.
It's too many now.
It's too many. But it was awesome doing that one because it was all the movies leading up to it, and we got to see Age of Ultron like a week before it came out.
This that's
right. Much further in advance than like midnight. I saw this like I think over a week before even like the midnight release stuff. So
that's
I
so cool.
got to see it before anyone else, you know, any of my friends and stuff. So so that was cool.
Did they do that in a bunch of different cities?
I think a lot of different theaters eventually decided like AMC's did some kind of marathons, but there was no like extra fun thing about it. It was just here all the movies in a row. And but this was like this was sponsored and run by Nerdist, so like Chris Hardwick was there. And like between movies, like directors and producers kept Kevin Feige, people like that would come out and talk during the stuff.
That's very LA for sure.
So that was really cool. They had a costume contest, which Leo won. I won.
Oh yeah.
So that was a really the added experience of it made it more appealing. And all the other places that were doing the marathon was like the marathon would end and you would be seeing the movie at midnight just like everybody else. So you were basically just watching all the movies leading up to it. This was a week before, so that was really cool. So, but I am excited for Civil War on Friday.
Yeah.
By the time this goes up, I will have already watched it. So that'll be cool.
I wish I could go. That'll be at 1:15 on Friday.
Mm-hmm. You have to go see it in New Orleans.
I probably won't. Well, I'll be drunk at that point.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I get there at 10:30 in the morning.
Right, you might have a problem.
With?
Alcohol.
No. Where is the closest bar to here, though?
I mean, there's several walking distance.
Great. I'm going to get it on all of them.
You're going to have to pee so bad.
Ooh, so much pee.
Well, guys, which I mean audience.
He means every person.
I think that it's going to do it for this episode.
That's 30. A wrap.
I don't think there was anything that we said we were going to do on episode 30 that we forgot about, did we?
I don't think so, but I also don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
We mentioned when it's the podcast of our year, of how old we are.
On our golden podcast.
Our golden podcast.
Mine will be next podcast.
Which I will not be here for.
Yeah, you'll miss my golden one.
And then you'll be out of town. And then you'll miss my golden one.
I'll miss your and Leo's golden one because I'll be out of town.
Oh, well. That's going to be 3 podcast weeks in a row with 2 hosts instead of 3.
That is...
Maybe more. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe we'll just keep missing them.
Of course, if I go away for 3 months, there'll be a bunch of podcasts without me.
Yeah, that's true. We might cancel it.
What did they say? If you make it to 40, then you're golden?
Yeah, that was Leo said. He said there was some statistic. If a podcast makes it to 40 episodes, the likelihood of them continuing on is much greater. But if they stop or if they take some time off, like, oh, we just won't do it this week. If that kind of starts happening before episode 40, they're probably just going to
run. So that's 10 more weeks because this is 30.
Yeah.
And if I left, it would be in like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't talk about it on the podcast. If you remember from our Samuel cast with our friend Drew Cordick, who does the podcast This American Drew.
It's so good.
Brian and I were on his podcast as guests for his most recent episode that just came out.
Yeah, like EP24?
EP24. So you can check out This American Drew.
On iTunes, on SoundCloud.
On Facebook.
Facebook.
All that place. But yeah, Brian and I were on his. It was not a Samuel cast. We weren't also podcasting. So we were just there as guests, which was refreshing.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I like being a guest on a pod.
It was fun.
Yeah.
So go check that out, too.
Yeah, it's really funny. He's such a funny guy.
I really like his podcast a lot.
Me too.
It's very different than ours, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a very different style and feel and format. But
yeah, check that noise out.
Check it out. It's good. So to stay in contact with us, you can email us any questions, any topics, anything you want to just get off your chest at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. You can follow us and tweet at us on Twitter. We haven't done our segment in a long time, but for save it for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have anything that you'd like to talk about on the podcast, you can tweet at us, do hashtag save it for the podcast. And
At @normally_norm?
Yeah, on Twitter, @normally_norm. And then I am Josh Patton. I am on Twitter @Patton_Josh. I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/primordialboobs.
Boom. And I am Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter @_BPCK. Where I am, yes, followed by Will Forte and President Barack Obama.
Still. Check today?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And also on my website at imbck.com.
Way to lock down the com.
Oh, I love the coms, yeah.
Like, it sucks if someone has your URL.
I know. I hate that. I mean, .net is, there's a lot of dots, and now you can have dot fucking whatever.
Anything.
But com just seems so...
Legit. Almost as legit if you were dot legit.
Oh yeah, we should do dot legit.
Josh Patton dot legit.
Yeah, and thanks very much for listening, guys. Go ahead and pop onto iTunes. Get a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Get a chance.
Give
us a little rating and say a couple of nice words about us, and that will help us.
It'll help us reach the masses.
Yeah, we want to reach the masses.
Right now, what's the opposite of mass? Like minimum. We're reaching the volumes.
Ass. Just ass. No
just,
M.
Yeah, we're just hitting the asses. Which
right now we're just
some good asses.
It's great.
We're
yeah.
loving our asses.
Yeah.
But
we want asses and masses.
Mm-hmm. We got a mass of asses.
We want to mass that ass. Yeah.
Well,
I guess
that's it. Oh, be interesting. It's no harmony.
Yeah.
Leo.
Just
but
two man harmony.
Yeah, whatever. Let's try an octave or a pitch we don't normally do.
I'm so sorry that you had to listen to that.
I'll probably take that out. Let's do another one. That was probably deafening.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So I'll probably leave this part in. So just so people listening know, we attempted something, and it, I think, would ruin ears.
Oh, it was bad, yeah.
So
I hated doing it.
Yeah, I was not enjoying doing it.
Yeah.
And I could only imagine what listeners would go through having to hear it. So we'll just do a more normal one. A normally normal
just like
one.
A normally normal one.
Bye.
Goodbye. See ya.
Oh, that was pretty.
Thank you.